When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The best show. The best show. It's the best show. Hey, it's the best show. The best show. The best show. The best show. Hey, you're listening to the best show, and it's gonna be 3 hours tonight, and we got people in studio. Wally Wackerman's here. I'm sorry about that. It's the best show. It's the best show. Studio's here, and so's AP Mike, and Pat Burns here, and so's Wally Wacky Man. Again, I'm sorry about that. Nothing I could do about it. I was trapped. It's the best show. It's the best show. I wasn't trapped. I made that up. I invited him a while ago, and he finally made it here, and I said he could come. It'll be fun, and although I saw him, and part of me didn't want to do it. It's the best show. It's the best show. True, I was happy to see him here. It's nice to see G-Man again. Although a part of me is dreading the whole thing. No, it's not true, really. Why do I do that to him? I don't know. He's a nice guy. Maybe that's why I do it, because it's easy to pick on him. So easy to pick on him. But I think he is a nice guy. I am looking forward to the best show. Yeah, it's the best show. What do you do with your life? Well, this is what I do with mine. Been here for a long time, and I'm going to be here for a lot longer, and I'm happy every time I'm here. Why? Because it's the best show. I hear these other shows. Why am I already ramped up and doing the insulting thing? This is the end of the show. I usually do this. Now I'm supposed to be welcoming and avuncular. I can't be mean and moaning about the competition, but you know what? Sometimes when you're doing it the best, you know what you do, and you can't help but be proud of it, and you know what? I'm happy about it, and I'm happy to say we have an exciting show for you tonight. No friends coming by. Z-Man is here. Z-Man, you know Z-Man. Wally Wacky Man's trainer, and the late, great Wally Wacky Man. We will go down the memory lane reminiscing about the late, great Wally Wacky Man, and there's all sorts of other things that will be happening tonight, and you know it's going to be good, because we don't do nothing that ain't no good, right? Right? Check your watch. It's time for the best show. Let's get it started. 201-332-3484 is the number if you want to get in on the action. Give a call and we'll talk to you, but let's start the best show. Jersey, back again. everybody. Welcome to the best show. It's here on a Tuesday night. As always, beautiful night in May of 2018. What are we looking at? A little rainy. It's starting to get warmer, but it's a little rainy still. Rainy season. Can't shake it, man. You love it? Oh, okay. I don't know what they're doing out there. We're on bad footing already. Mike, how are you tonight? He's doing good. You having a Kirkland Light? No, those are not for the guests. Those are for you. I better not catch you foisting them on guests. If Z-Man's out there drinking Kirkland Light, I'm going to pour one on your head, Mike. It's Kirkland Light. Every once in a while, it's important to just kind of make things clear. People get a little too comfortable around here. A little too comfortable. Duty house splits for a month with no notice. Something just doesn't come. She doesn't show up. Got Mike walking around on these Coors Lights like he's little Lord Fauntleroy. So I shifted it up a little bit, switched it up. Mike is not allowed to drink Coors Light anymore. I bought Kirkland Lights at Costco. Half the price. More cans at half the price. And what he said, it tastes like metal. Okay. I'll choke it down. Got 45 more cans to go. If you're not good, I'll show up with another one. Bayonne is getting a Costco. Oh, I can't wait to see how long before those animals make Costco regret that decision. Right? What's the first thing you think's going to happen that makes them regret the decision? Car through the front door? I think that's the first thing. It'll just be general incompetence of the people of Bayonne. Because it looks like a big garage door opening. They'll just drive in. Then the scams will start happening, right? I paid for this. Well, no, I paid for this. That's the last thing you'd hear. I did pay for this. That is the first thing you'd hear. I didn't pay for this. It's the last people of Bayonne. Then they'll start doing the thing. They'll start trying to sneak things out, fake receipts without that squiggle on it that the people draw on it. It's amazing, Costco. That's where they're at technologically. Just slashes a black marker down the middle of your receipt. Yeah, okay. And like they look over your cart. Really? You're checking my cart that heavily? You're not going to know if I got stuck a thumb drive? You're really going to notice that that's not a thumb drive underneath the jeans I'm buying or whatever. No, they trust the marker. Before I get too far off point here, we just heard Ben Edge and the Electric Pencils. New music. From Ben Edge and the Electric Pencils, a song called "Noise Inside of Me," and that's on the Almost Ready record label. Great label out of Brooklyn. It's a good record. You like that, Mike? Yeah, thought you'd like it. No, it doesn't. It's no New Minglewood Blues, but what is, right? I'm getting the titles down. I checked some of those titles out. Lazy Lightning. I don't know. I don't like the Bob Weir songs. He seems like a creep. He sings like a creep. He sings like a manager that's forcing himself into the band. I'm a good singer. I want to sing a few. Like my cover of Mama Tried. Oh, boy. That was rough. Mama Tried. Yeah. You know who else should have tried? The rest of the band telling him he can't sing. They should have tried to tell him he's not up for the challenge. 201-332-3484. So, yeah, Ben Edge and the Electric Pencils. This is great stuff from them. And we are talking about what tonight? Oh, I don't know. Phone lines strangely open. Look at that. A few lines are open. When does that ever happen? Let me say, though, at the top of the show, next week I will be in the Windy City, Chicago. Why? Because I'll be at the Onion Comedy Fest. Let me tell you about that. Get a load of this. When I tell you what's at this comedy fest, your head's going to explode. Let's pull this up. OnionComedyFest.com is where you can get more information. Still notice the fonts have not been adjusted. I will be in conversation with The Onion. Some of the creators of The Onion. I will be doing that. At Lincoln Hall on Wednesday, May 30th. In Chicago. It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. There are still tickets available. How's that possible? I'm telling you, it's going to sell out, and you better get your tickets. And it's going to be great. The whole Onion Comedy and Arts Festival is there's good. David Cross is there. Bob Odenkirk is there. Judge John Hodgman's there. Chris Gethard's there. Joe Firestone's there. My bros in Hollywood Handbook are there. It's going to be a good time. If you're in Chicago, check this stuff out, man. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Gethard's on Sunday. I'm not going to be there for that. I'm sorry to miss that. And then Joe Firestone's on Saturday. I don't know if I'm going to be there for that. She's funny. I like Joe. Mike, mark it down. Joe Firestone, get her back in the studio. John Hodgman, when is that? Saturday? I don't know if I'm going to be there for that. Jesse Thorpe is with him on that. Judge John Hodgman. All my friends are there. But I'm concerned about you and me getting together at the Onion Conversation Panel on Wednesday, May 30th. That's what matters, and that's what's going to be special. Look out, Jack. Here we come. So, I says to you, check that out. Even though they've never adjusted the fonts on the main thing, that my thing is the font is smaller than the following things. Buddy Cole Monologues with Scott Thompson. Chris Gethard. I don't listen to Mountain Goats. Bitch Sesh Live. Judge John Hodgman. How Did This Get Made? Bob Odenkirk and Friends. David Cross. All of those things merit a bigger font than me. Sure, look. David Cross, Bob Odenkirk, sure. Give them the bigger font. Judge John Hodgman, that's a peer. Gethard is a peer. I only listen to Mountain Goats. It's been around for 3 weeks. There's no reason that you get a bigger font than us. But Scott Thompson, he should be the one. He is Mountain Goats has a bigger font than him. I wouldn't be happy if I was Scott Thompson. This is a comedy titan. And he's got a smaller font than a podcast that's been around for 3 weeks. It's sick. Who's good here, Mike? Two. Best show. Hi.
Hi, Tom. It's Michelle the Oreo head. How are you?
Oh, my, Michelle. It's like your ears were burning. Your ears must have been burning because you know what's going to have to happen tonight. For people who don't know, the best show, we get a panoply of interesting people calling the show. And Michelle is one of those people. She is a, she calls herself an Oreo head. Now, what does that mean?
It's just like a fancy term for Oreo connoisseur, Oreo enthusiast.
Yeah. She loves Oreos. And she
Let's
loves
talk
all the
Oreos.
All the different flavors and all the things. Because Oreo, this company, it's not like it was when you was a kid, the Oreo thing. It's not like that no more. It's they used to just be Oreo, and then it was an event that they just put twice as much icing on one of them once. Called it a double stuff. Now they crank out a different flavor every week of these Oreo cookies. Our freezer is overflowing with Oreo cookies now. I think we might have to make an Oreo purge.
You have to eat them. You should eat them live on the air.
There's no way I will die on the air. They will kill me.
No, they'll preserve you. All the chemicals are good for you.
They preserve me?
Yeah,
mummy?
I'm pretty sure it's preserving my body.
Yeah. No, they're embalming you.
Yeah, but you'll live for like an extra 10 years.
If you can present to me one piece of medical proof that an Oreo will extend your life by 10 years, this I want to see.
I'm working on it. I'm working on the research. Right. It's going to take a while. It's going to take at least another 9 years.
Yeah. You're in the lab. You're in the lab working on that?
I got my white coat on, Tom.
So, Michelle, tell me, what's going on in the world of Oreo cookies?
Okay, before you get into it,
Mike, eat those Oreos in the freezer. I want you to eat all of them. Just start shoveling them in your mouth. Chipmunk style. Okay? Pat, start cramming them in Mike's mouth. This is what I want. Mike, you lay back on the couch. Someone go get a funnel. Start grinding the Oreos up, all the flavors at once. Start ramming them into the funnel. Maybe lube it up with some Kirkland Light, right?
Yeah, you better give Mike a couple of Kirkland Lights before he starts funneling the Oreos.
Oh, no, they're going to get funneled. They're going to liquefy them.
Oh, you should like put them in a blender and make a little smoothie.
No, Duty is going to step on them.
Even better.
Yeah.
Quick, it's a faster method.
Yeah, and then we'll just crunch them up, shove them into the funnel, pour some Kirkland Light into it to accelerate the flow.
Hey, that's me every weekend, so, you know, I can vouch for that.
All right. Well, please, tell me what is going on in the world of Oreo cookies, Michelle.
All right. Big update. So I went to my local Walmart a couple weeks ago when the day of the new flavor drops, and we got three new flavors. We've got Pina Colada Thin. Those are Pina Colada. That's Pina Colada cream on a golden Oreo thin cookie. We've got the Coca-Cola. That's on a chocolate cookie. And then we've got the Kettle Corn, which is on a golden Oreo cookie. And the Pina Colada ones, they taste like... if you've ever gotten a pina colada Slurpee from 7-Eleven, like if you just put like the Slurpee directly into your mouth, that's what that tastes like. The Coca-Cola
is that a good thing or a bad thing?
They're not my fave, but they like nailed the flavor, I would say.
Okay.
But if you really like artificial,
if you like pina colada Slurpees at 7-Eleven. This is them in cookie form. I don't know who asked for these.
Well, that's a good little jingle for that one. So
go ahead. So the Coca-Cola ones now.
Okay, so this one's really wild. So they brought the Pop Rocks back, if you recall, from the Firework Oreos.
Of course,
but
how
like,
could I forget?
Yeah.
I'm still
there's
nauseous.
Pop Rocks in this one, and it's like intensified, right? So it's like you got the cherry cola. It's cherry cola, not Coca-Cola. Cherry cola flavor. Flavor kind of reminds me of, you ever had those lip smackers that taste like soda pop? It just tastes like that, but The Pop Rocks are a nice touch, as they do simulate the carbonation of the soda. Mm-hmm. And I think we did make some creams, and I do find it does work best on a chocolate cookie as opposed to the golden Oreo.
And, but this is on the chocolate cookie.
Yes, it comes on the chocolate cookie originally, but I did test on a golden Oreo just to see how it would taste, and they did the right thing by placing it on a chocolate cookie.
Now, Michelle,
the contrast of flavors just works very well.
So you're in favor of the cherry Coca-Cola Oreo?
I'm not personally. I'm working up to my favorite Oreo, which is the kettle corn, although my partner Connor, he really enjoyed the cherry cola ones. Those are his favorites. Let me just ask you first. I don't get it.
Michelle, let me just ask you first. Fruit? Uh-huh. How do you feel about actual fruit? Not Oreo versions of fruit. Not just like
real fruit? Yeah, oh, I really like fruit. I like watermelon a lot.
Here's an apple flavored Oreo. Right.
Oh, I love apples. I eat them, like, every day, but I don't like artificial apple Oreos. Like, I wasn't a huge fan of the apple pie Oreos.
Michelle, that's all I wanted to know. I was just going to try to tell you, you get some balance in there.
I balance out my diet pretty well.
Yes, you eat watermelon, the actual watermelon, as well as a watermelon-flavored Oreo cookie.
Yeah, it's like you got to, it's the yin and yang. You got to have the real with the fake.
Yeah.
And then
so now you're building to the top of the pyramid for you, the kettle corn Oreo cookie.
I haven't been this blown away by an Oreo since probably the S'moreo.
That's the big one for you.
That's the big one for me. Mm-hmm. This is the kettle corn Oreo, and just a little fun fact about me, I love corn, like real corn, corn on the cob, like creamed corn, corn in a can. I love corn, and I was like, Oreo better do justice to corn with this Oreo, and they delivered. It has real millet pieces in the cream. It really, like,
what?
It's kettle corn. So it's like, it doesn't taste like
Studio
corn on the cob.
Yuck.
It just tastes like the popcorn. It's super good. It's on a golden Oreo cookie. It's probably their best invention.
I just heard Dudio say yuck. As soon as you said there's real millet in the Oreo thing.
Yeah, there's pieces. There's like little millet pieces.
Yeah.
It's a nice touch.
Sounds, I might have to try that one.
That's my recommendation.
Now, what is the, these are rare in the scheme of things?
So these are part of the My Oreo Creation Contest. Mm-hmm. And you can vote. And, of course, I've been voting for kettle corn. And, you know, I'm just urging anybody who tries them, that's the best flavor. But we were reading the rules and, like the legal stuff, and the top prize is, like, a movie pack. So I'm pretty sure they've already set it out to be kettle corn as the winner, but you never know.
This is what I would say to you, Michelle. First of all, this is amazing. These updates are amazing. I want to just picture one thing. Just give me one. Confirm the visual on this. You go to Walmart.
Yeah.
You see the package there.
Yeah, there's a whole display. It was actually quite beautiful.
Are you getting one of each?
Of course. It was a Friday night, and the flavors had actually dropped a couple of days early. So I was a lucky girl that night, and I ran over to the stand, and I said, we're getting these. And we bought one of each, and we taste tested them in the car.
That's the next thing I wanted to know. If you're eating them in the car.
Oh, yeah. You can't wait till you get home. You have to sit in the parking lot of the Walmart, crack them open, get the scent, take a bite, just taste the cream, get it all together.
Do you formulate
the best review.
Do you clear your palate between cookies?
Yeah, you buy a Fiji water at the Walmart, cleanse between with that purified water.
All right. Mike, get hopping on those cookies. I'm serious. If I don't come out there and you ain't got a ring of Oreo cookies around your mouth, you're gonna get caned.
Making room because there's quite a few new flavors coming later in the year. Like, this is the big three.
What have you heard rumor wise? What's coming up? Any confirmation on anything?
So I keep seeing Rocky Road coming soon, which I'm pretty excited about, and pistachio thins, which I'm super excited about because I love pistachio-flavored anything. So that should be interesting. And then they have the reissuing birthday cake Oreos with, like, a Mickey Mouse design on them because it's, like, Mickey Mouse's 90th birthday, but that's not really that exciting. It's just more of, like, if you like having a shape on your cookie.
Yeah,
more
Mouse
of, like, a packaging
sucks.
Thing.
Mickey Mouse sucks anyway, right? What's Mickey Mouse ever done?
It's just a birthday cake Oreo.
What did he ever do that was worth anything, right?
He did something to land on an Oreo. I don't see my face on an Oreo. I'm out here promoting them for free every week.
Don't worry. Look, your day is going to come, Michelle. There's going to be an Oreo cookie. There'll be some involvement with you and Oreo cookie. I know that. It might be illegal. You might be banned from eating them. I don't know what. You and Oreo cookies will meet in court one day.
Good or bad, we'll be meeting someday.
Yes. Michelle, this was invaluable. Thank
that
you.
That means the world to me.
For your work.
Mike, good luck on finishing up those Oreos.
Yeah, eat those cookies, Mike. What's that? Pat's lubing them up now.
Oh, good. This is all I wanted to hear.
All right, thank you, Michelle. You have a grand evening.
Thank you.
Down in the barnyard, the chickens do the bit, right? Feed those chickens some kettle corn Oreos. Weird mutated chickens. Who else is good here, Mike? One? All right, let's do this one first. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, how are you tonight?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Jamie from Memphis.
Jamie from Memphis. What's going on in Memphis tonight, Jamie?
I'm watching Blues Brothers and Little Spurts.
You're watching the Blues Brothers and Little Spurts? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how far into it are you?
I just got to the
how
part
many
where
bad,
I have
how many dumb songs
on the water.
Song? What's that?
I said I just got to the part where all those Nazis fall in the water.
Yeah, you're kind of at the beginning.
I haven't watched it in like over 10 years, so I had no idea exactly how far I'd gotten.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of bad songs in it done by the Blues Brothers. So get ready for that. And then Cab Calloway does like a 75-minute song, which I'm sure must have gone over like gangbusters in its original theatrical run. When an audience full of idiots had to watch a 75-minute version of Minnie the Moocher. Very interesting. Very interesting movie. Weird movie.
Yeah, indeed.
So what's going on, Jamie? What else is going on?
Well, I wanted to broach a subject with you because I know that you share my enthusiasm for Paul Thomas Anderson.
That's true. I like Paul Thomas Anderson.
I was wondering if you wouldn't find it too annoying if you would, if you had like a ranking for
his ranking.
Movies.
Okay,
from...
sit back, Junior. Get ready for this.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the ranking. Oh, don't sound, you're a little too into it.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Let's start here. Let's see what we got here. We got. I'm going to just write the movies out so I can do it. So you got Hard Eight, then you got Boogie Nights, right? Then you got Magnolia. Then you got Punch Drunk Love, right?
Right.
Then you got The Master comes next, right?
There Will Be Blood.
What? That's right. Hold on. There Will Be Blood. Was right, just blood. Then The Master, then Inherent Vice. Right?
Right.
Then Thread, Phantom Thread. All right, let's start off here. Hard Eight. We'll go from worst to best. And none of them are bad, of course.
Agreed.
We're talking about nine movies? Eight. Right?
I think technically he has a ninth, but I've never seen that other one. It came before Phantom Thread. It was called like Jeune Un.
And no, we're not. We're
I
not
think a music
we're talking,
documentary.
No, we're talking about the full length, the real ones. Don't worry. Eight movies. Okay. Hard Eight comes in eighth. It's tricky. Right, Mike? Not tricky for you. I know you got no problem. Mike doesn't like any of these movies. Hard Eight is eighth. Phantom Thread is first. Phantom Thread's his best movie. Then his second best is, second best will be, Blood. There Will Be Blood. I know that's a crowd pleaser, right? Where's that on my list? We'll do that second. I just watched that again. Punch Drunk Love, I'm going to put third. Let's see. Inherent Vice, no. I think Boogie Nights might go fourth because it's I don't know. See, this is where it gets sticky. This is why I don't like lists. Why am I doing a list of these things? I don't care which one goes first and last. Why am I doing this? Phantom Thread, There Will Be Blood, Punch Drunk Love, Boogie Nights, The Master. Master comes in five for The Master. Am I really going to put Magnolia seventh? What? Yeah, I guess so. Here we go. Phantom Thread, There Will Be Blood, Punch Drunk Love, Boogie Nights, The Master, Inherent Vice, Magnolia, Hard Eight. Okay. You happy
Thank
now?
You.
What would you disagree with on that list?
I have Hard Eight at number eight, like you do, and then maybe everything else is different.
Well, what was first on your list?
I have a super strong emotional attachment to Punch Drunk Love. It gets me every time.
Yeah, don't worry. I put a third.
With the waterworks and everything.
I put a third. Don't worry. It's only 90 minutes long.
Sorry.
What makes you cry in that movie? I know what makes you cry. You cry when the phone booth lights up.
I cry, like, the second the music starts.
Yeah. Yeah. You cry.
That opening.
Yeah. I'm not judging you. I get weepy watching that thing, too. All right. You happy now? You beat it out of me. Goodbye. Get off my phone. Nice guy, though. Nice guy. Driving me a little nuts, but... All right. I'm trying to delay the inevitable on this. I might just run the clock out on Z-Man. Right? Let him sit out there. Tell him I gotta leave early. I'll climb out the window. Can I climb out this window? Well, there's only one way to find out. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom. Steven Ropebridge. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good, Steve. How are you tonight?
Good. Loving the show, as always.
Thank you. We're trying.
Hey, I have a question for you. I know you're not a fan of this show, but I wanted to get your opinion on this. Westworld. You know the show Westworld?
Sure. Yeah, I really haven't jumped in on it yet.
Well, it's kind of creepy, you know. Basically, it's I don't want to give any spoilers, but, you know, it's this self-contained old West world, but they're kind of robots and stuff, and we don't know what's going on exactly. Anyway, here's my theory. I think, and there's some clues that support this.
Okay.
I think this whole thing is a daydream Tony Soprano is having it at that diner in that last scene.
That the entirety of this show, Westworld, is him having just like an aimless daydream?
Yes.
And there's been clues that that's what it is?
I am 90% sure I've seen Ross Valerie in like three different episodes.
The guy from
Journey's bassist.
That you've seen him, but because they used Journey's music, I don't know why he would need to be in the show.
It's a perfect tie-in, don't you think? I think it's a super clue.
Well, that would be a super clue if they threaded through the bass player from Journey.
Right.
So in Tony Soprano's mind, he's like putting... He's thinking it's like, what if there's robots, like, in his mind. And then he's saying, like, maybe get your bassist from Journey in there. Right? So he's...
Well, you've blown my mind on this. You took it a whole different level now.
Rush Valerie. So, go ahead. Well, So, yeah.
I also think Silicon Valley is part of his dream, too.
So he's doing them concurrently?
I think so, yeah. And he's also doing The Handmaid's Tale, which is weird because it's on a whole different network.
Which is even weirder, though, because Tony Soprano's not on any network.
Right?
He doesn't live on it. He's not, he doesn't, I, he would not say, I live on HBO.
Well, he did, though.
Well, he did, the sure, that's fair. Do you think he knew he was on HBO?
I think he did, don't you?
I don't know. When you put it like that.
I think he said it once to Eileen Bracco.
That they live on HBO?
Yes. I'm almost positive I saw it when they were doing like a promo thing on the Today Show.
That he said, we live on HBO.
Yes.
That's hey, also, wild.
I was curious if you watched The Royal Wedding.
No, I didn't. I was not up to watch it.
It was early. I loved it. You know, it was great for me because I'm usually up at 4 a.m. anyway.
Uh-huh. You're usually up at 4.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing? What are you usually doing up at 4?
Oh, we don't need to get into that.
Well, I was just, you know.
No, seriously. But, you know, I heard that Prince Harry wanted to invite Guns N' Roses to play.
Uh-huh.
But the Queen wouldn't let him.
Really? That's true?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Apparently his favorite album of all time is Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction.
Appetite for...
Destruction.
Destruction?
What?
What did
no,
you
it's
say?
Appetite for this truck stop.
Appetite for this truck stop.
Yes.
That's not the title of the album.
Yes, it is. Remember that when he gets off the bus in the video into the truck stop? Isn't he?
I thought he was just on the street of Los Angeles.
No, it's you're at the truck stop, you're going to die.
Uh-huh. I think it's the jungle. That's a different word you're mistaking it for now. You're hearing this truck stop twice. For two different words.
Welcome to the truck stop.
It's n- okay. It's
not. Oh, geez. Well, I gotta get my hearing checked. I think I got like wax gunk or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like making its way to my brain.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All backed up there. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of GNR.
Yeah.
I think I heard an episode once where you were doing a little razzing of Axl Rose. And you did the best imitation of him. And I would love to hear you sing as Axl. Would you please? Please?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, come on, please.
Sing what? What do you want to hear sung?
I don't know. How about, what about, I know you love ABBA. What about Dancing Queen? Please, I'll sing the first part.
Okay, you do the first part and I'll see if I want to join in.
Okay, please.
Okay.
How's it go? It's Friday night and the lights are low. Looking out for a place to go. Where they play the right music. Getting in the swing. You've come to look for a king.
Okay, here we go. Wow. Anybody could be that guy. Night is young and the music's high. With a little bit of rock music, everything is fine. You're in the mood for dance. Oh, and when you get the chance,
you are the dancing queen. Young and sweet, sweet old and 17. Dancing queen.
Feel the beat from the tambourine.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's enough. That's...
Oh, my God. Can you do the sound you made before you even sang a word?
That?
What is that?
He does it in two different registers. He goes...
That's like Curly, isn't it?
I think he could be one of the new Three Stooges. Right?
Yes.
What if he's just like, hey, you idiot. Hey, don't pick on him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Welcome to the truck stop.
There you go.
You know, back to the royal wedding, I also heard that Harry wanted Queen to play, but the Queen said no because... You know, that they had the same first name, and she thought that people would think they were actually watching the Queen singing, you know, songs like You're My Best Friend, Ogre Battle, Get Down, Make Love, Body Language.
So that's really stupid. That's maybe the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, maybe you're the dumbest thing I've ever heard!
That the Queen thought that people would think she was Queen? The Queen was her.
Yeah. Well, it's the same name. Same first name. I guess her first name is the.
No, it's not. And so what? People think they're going to watch the thing and think that's her? That was the Queen doing I'm in love with my car?
An ogre battle.
Ogre. Yeah. Going, what is it, Queen 2? Ogre battle?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so people were worried that they were going to think that was her doing a 7-minute. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's
his favorite Queen stuff.
Yeah. So, Steve, enough with the Queen. What are you doing tonight, Steve?
I'm hiding out.
You're hiding out.
Yeah.
Who are you hiding out from?
My family.
You're hiding out from your family. Why are you hiding out from your family?
Look, can you keep a secret?
Yeah, sure.
Well, up until a month ago, I was the bassist in Suicidal Tendencies. You know, the Quin City's second most popular ska band.
Mm-hmm. That's the one that has Scott Scottington and the checkerboard pork pie hats are the most popular.
Right? Oh God, yes. I mean, they're like the Beatles of local ska, you know, but I'll tell you, nobody melded face destroying thrash with ultra fun blue beat quite like the Tendence Guys.
Uh-huh. So that's the second most popular.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And what, you're not in the band anymore?
Nah, I got fired.
Why were you fired?
Well, you know, let's just say it was for the same reason I'm usually up at 4 a.m.
That sounds very creepy.
Hey, you know, we all need both pleasure and relief.
Oh, that's the most upsetting phrase I've ever heard.
Well, no, I mean, it's a human need. And, you know, to be fair, also, I was stealing money from my bandmates' wallets while they were sleeping.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I got fired, and I didn't get to go on this tour that they're on right now. And, you know, I can't tell my wife because she will hit the roof. Literally. I mean, when she's really mad, she climbs up this really tall ladder, and she gets on top of the house,
uh-huh,
and she just starts punching the roof for, like, hours.
That's intense and weird.
It is weird.
Yeah.
There's been several times where she's come down the ladder with just a nub.
A nub of?
It's like, I mean, it's technically her fist, but you know, it's really kind of worn away because of the hours of pounding.
That's just That's upsetting.
It's very upsetting. And, you know, it's also upsetting.
What's that?
The thought of her killing me when she knows I got fired.
That would, yeah, sure.
I mean, we have 11 kids, Tom.
11?
Yes.
You have
all boys.
You have all 11 boys.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And it's cool because they're all named after members of the Specials and Suicidal Tendencies.
Well, how can that be true?
Oh, it certainly is.
Uh-huh.
There's little Mike. There's little baby Roddy, Avery, Jerry, Terry, John, little Rocky, Neville. He's a real Dickens. Luigi, Horace, and Linville.
Wow, that is a lot of kids.
It is, and I'll tell you, we did several different in vitro sessions, so uh-huh. You know, it did pay off.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know those in vitro sessions are they're very expensive.
Oh, not in vitro, in vitro.
What's that?
In vitro. See, my friend Vito, he's in med school, and he gave my wife some treatments, and he actually gave them for free, which was very generous of him.
Okay. When Steve, did these treatments happen?
All the treatments happened while I was away on tour. Yeah, every one of them did.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Yeah, this I'm not, I don't like any of this.
Well, imagine how I feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I've been pretending to be on tour with the band for these last 3 weeks.
You're pretending to be on tour?
Yeah.
Where are you actually, like, living?
Well, it kind of worked out cool because I sleep in this car every night. It's funny, this idiot who owns it, he never locks it. And I'll tell you, I know East Newbridge Heights is a pretty tony neighborhood, but you think this cat would want to lock it at very least to keep all his prog CDs, you know, intact so they don't get stolen.
His prog CDs?
Yeah, yeah. He's got all that crap, like Tarkus, Relayer, what's it called? Jeff Lotal. Is it called A Minstrel in the Gallery?
Mm-hmm.
He's even got, like, he's got five different Marillion CDs, and he's got all these. He must have every issue of Prague magazine. It's so weird. What a weirdo.
Yeah.
Ugh. And I'll tell you, that's actually the most normal stuff he's got in there. He has stacks and stacks of unopened wacky packages in the trunk, and they're wrapped in this gold, like, shiny gold paper, so it looks like they're gold bars. And I found these photos of him, like, fondling the gold bars. It's super creepy.
Okay.
Weird stuff. And I actually fell asleep in the trunk earlier in the evening, and he must have driven somewhere. I don't actually recognize where I am right now, which is kind of weird, but, you know, I guess I'm kind of floating free and easy, right? Oh, wait, what's... Oh, there's also these five broken voice modulators on the floor.
Uh-huh.
He must really blow through those things. I wonder what his normal voice sounds like. It must be like, hey!
Well, that's probably not what his normal voice sounds like. I mean, a lot of times radio is just a matter of just deepening a thing. If somebody's voice could be deep.
there's no way this idiot's on the radio. I'll tell you, there's no way he could get a podcast going.
Yeah, I...
No way.
Well, there might be a way, I think.
No way.
Yeah, I kind of have an idea who this idiot is.
Oof. Well, I'm glad I don't. Ow! What was that?
What's wrong?
Ooh, something just pinched me really hard. Oh, my God! He's got a live monster crab under the driver's seat! Oh my God! Oh my God, it's got my arm! It's tearing my arm off! Oh my God, it's spurting! My arm is off now! I'll tell you, this is straight out of the Holy Grail, but I for one am not laughing! Ugh, I'm getting out of here!
Ow! Oh! Oh! Still spurting.
Yeah. So the owner of the car, the idiot, I guess he also keeps a live monster crab under his seat, huh? That's also in addition to the stupid prog CDs. Yeah, I guess it's not a crime, is it? No, that's... Hello? He's gone. Mike, get him back. Don't get him back. I'm in love with my car. You know when Queen put Bohemian Rhapsody out, Mike? The B-side was I'm in love with my car. And that Roger Taylor wrote I'm in love with my car and made as much money off the single as Bohemian Rhapsody. Just because they didn't make a difference between A and B side in terms of royalties. So Freddie Mercury wrote Bohemian Rhapsody. And Roger Taylor wrote I'm in love with my car. And they both got paid the same amount of money. That's what I'll do. I'd write a B side for some. Then we'd buy singles. What am I thinking? Best show, hi.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from Lansdale.
Mary from Lansdale. Lansdale, Massachusetts. Not Maryland.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Where's Lansdale again?
It's like 20 miles northwest of Center City in Philly.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What's going on tonight, Mary? Who's buzzing you?
Oh, no, it's Twitter again. Oh, everybody, leave me alone.
Right? Leave you alone. So
exactly.
What's cooking tonight?
Well, we are ships that pass in the night.
We
because,
are?
Because, yeah.
Tell
because,
me.
Because, well, first, I missed you at the Superchunk show.
That's right.
Yes. Okay. But I literally just tonight, like an hour ago, got in from Chicago.
And I'm going to Chicago.
Exactly.
What's,
and, please.
What brought you to Chicago, Mary?
Well, we were originally in St. Louis for a family thing, my husband and I. And when that was like going to a graduation thing. And we thought, well, we've got we could take an entire week off and squeeze in like a day and a half in Chicago where I had never been before.
Okay.
So we did.
And did you enjoy it?
It was awesome.
Did you?
It
get
was so
that,
cool.
That gross pizza?
No. Well, no. Actually, another actual friend, Tom, took us to a very good pizza place where they serve what they call Brooklyn style pizza, which to me is just pizza.
It's called just pizza.
Yeah.
Not a cake that has sauce on it and cheese.
No.
Which is that.
Oh, no. No, no. Although they did serve this thing that they called Detroit-style pizza, which was this weird, like, kind of a bread thing that, like, was, like, in a square shape and had, like, it was really, I will admit it was good, but I don't think of it as pizza.
No, they got a weird idea of pizza in that whole Midwest there. They got a weird idea what pizza is. You go get the this deep dish pizza. Yeah, look, they got Sicilian pizza here. It's a little thick, a little doughier than the regular thin pizza. But that's like, it's still, what is it, an inch? You go get this deep dish pizza. It's like a cake that's got cheese and sauce on it. It's so gross.
Yeah.
And then you talk to anyone from Chicago, they're like, yeah, it's garbage. Nobody eats that.
Right.
So why do you make it?
Exactly. I don't understand.
And why do you call it, you promote it as Chicago pizza. Then these people go get hot dogs, which they go and they're like, oh, we got a hot dog. And they got everything on there. Like, what do they got? They got like pickles and like pennies.
Yeah.
I think there's like, they put pennies on them. Like coins are on there.
And the weird thing is, everything they put on there is cold, because I had one. I was like, well, I'm in Chicago, I may as well try it. All the stuff they put on these hot dogs is cold, and then you have to put just a cold hot dog underneath, because it just cools off the hot dog too quick. And I'm like, well, it does not taste right.
These people in Chicago are demented and need... They're great people, but in terms of the food they choose to identify as their food, they need some guidance with that. They are off target.
Yeah, it was weird. We ended up dinner was at a Spanish tapas place, because I'm just like, I think we gotta avoid whatever says Chicago style blank. Yeah. But everything else about the city was awesome.
Great, I can't wait. I'll be there next week.
Dude, I don't know if you like art museums, but the Art Institute, amazing.
Look, when it comes to art, I know what I like. I don't like art, but I know what I like. That's what I says. I went to this one art museum in Philly, right? And I was admiring all the sculptures and stuff, and then people were just like, "No, there's stuff inside that building there. It's not just this statue of Rocky outside." I was just like, wow, this is a kind of on the small side as far as museums go, but very impressive. And then they're just like, no, that's a statue from a movie. There's paintings and things inside that building. And I was like, wait, up all those steps. What am I, Rocky? I'm supposed to go up all those steps? What am I, Creed?
Close enough.
Yes. Well, Mary, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're back safe and sound in Lansdale. The people of Lansdale need you. You fulfill a very important role to the community. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you very much.
And you have a grand evening.
Good night.
Night. Ugh. Can't run the clock out anymore. Mike? Is Pat there? Mike, tell Pat to tell Dudio, to tell Mike, to tell Pat to bring Z-Man in. What's he want to be called now? Z-Man or Zach? What's he go by? We'll find out when he comes in. Look, I love this guy. He's a great guy. Great guy. Can't get enough of him. Here he comes. And that's not Z-Man. Oh, here he is. I was like, that's Pat. He's got a bag with him. Oh, no. Mike, how's it going out there?
Good.
You having a good time?
Yeah.
How's that Kirkland Light treating you?
Going down
smooth. You're not drinking it. I know that's a lie. You're not drinking it. Going down smooth. And also realize, apmike.bandcamp.com. Still going strong. He's still got his dumb headshots there, his stupid t-shirts, the garbage songs he recorded. Also, what's next? What can we learn? Is there something in the works?
Yeah, a calendar.
A calendar is in the works. A 2019 calendar is in the works. It's coming up sooner than you think. You better get it in shape, Mike. Get that calendar. But in the meantime, the headshots are really... I get pictures. People still send pictures that they ordered a headshot and they hang it on the wall. It's very exciting to see. Go get your AP Mike headshot over at apmike.bandcamp.com because he keeps the money. He gets it. Let him get some money for once in his life. How would the, if he doesn't have money, they're going to throw him out of that quick check he goes to. You ever see those, that quick check they sell, those oversized pickles? In the package? Who's buying that? Gross. I need people. I don't know, man. I don't know, Mike. Costco's opening soon. You guys are going to trash that place. That might be the fastest opening and closing of a Costco in history. I just picture the Costco opens, then it's like Road Warrior, or it's like Mad Max, right? Mad Max Bayonne Road. giant truck drives through, guy playing a guitar on it, and then just drives right into the Costco, and they start loading up the trucks with just hoodies and fleece and Rokus and flip-flops and Kind bars, whatever they can get their mitts on. Just load up. Oh! You scared me. Z-Man, what's up?
Not much. How you doing?
Buddy. I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
I give you the business, but you're here and I love it. I love it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's great. It's a real treat.
Now, for people who don't know, this guy... This is like a foundational guy on the show, right, Mike? He was here before Dudio, before Pat was a member of the team. Pat was a rogue at that point. Pat was like a bomb thrower. He'd call up. I wasn't sure if he was friend or foe half the time. Now he's friend. Now he's in the this guy is Pat. I saw his live show on Friday. It was great. So funny. He's a very talented young man. I was very impressed. I was very proud of him, how funny he was. His live show on Friday. But this Z-Man, you've been a part of the show for how long? How many years?
At least 10.
At least 10. You were part of the old show on WFMU.
Yes.
This is your first time here, right?
Yeah.
The new studio.
Yeah, last time was the second to last FMU show, the holiday party.
You were at that, yes. It was exciting.
Yeah.
It was exciting to kind of see all the faces.
Yeah, quite a crowd.
Yeah. Now, here we are, a little bit older, a little bit wiser. You're still wearing that shirt that's a Z-Man with that font that, was that Comic Sans?
It might be.
It says Z-Man on it in Comic Sans.
No, I like to wear something connected to the show. I looked through my drawer. I had the Sharpling and Worcester,
yeah.
the Ampersands,
that's a
the
classic,
Michael
sure.
Kupperman.
Yeah, another good one.
Figured I'd just stick with this one.
It's classic. So what's been going on, Z-Man? Because for people who don't know, again, this guy... There's this family that listens to the show. What's the last name again?
Walliner.
It started with...
Jason.
Who is your...
Older brother.
And he does what now? He's like a director.
Director.
And, yes, yeah. And that's... I met him a long time ago, and then suddenly... You started calling.
Well, first H-Man joined.
H-Man, who's he now?
He's my younger brother.
You're younger, so you're the middle brother.
I am.
Okay.
And H-Man was getting into college radio.
That's right. Oh, that's right. Yes, H-Man, Harry. H-Man. He was getting into college radio, and I started giving him advice and coaching him.
And prank calling him as the dean.
I would listen to his college radio show and call him. I remember he played Rich Girl.
Yeah, Rich by Girl, Hall & Oates. The infamous Rich Girl.
He played Rich Girl by Hall & Oates. And the name of his show was like Diarrhea Factory or something. Like, he got what he was asking for. He called the show Diarrhea Factory.
I think that was the first iteration of the show at that point.
What was it called?
It might have been like...
Heinous Diarrhea.
No, that was the later one with Scotto. I think the Rich Girl thing was on the first show.
I don't know what it was. But I tune in, and he's playing Rich Girl. So naturally, I call the hotline, and I say, like, this is Dean Robinson or whatever I said my name was. Yes, this is the Dean, and I'm calling, like, this is Dean Anderson, and I'm calling... Dean Anderson is an actor, I think. Right? I should have said I'm Dean Cain. Yes, this is Dean Cain. And I said, I heard an offensive song played early. He's like, then H-Man's like, sorry. I'm so sorry. He's like, because it has the word bitch in it, in the song. And he was terrified. Yeah. Great to see I really, really respected him and just did nothing but to encourage his growth.
Yeah. It was a learning experience. Yeah.
And then suddenly you show up.
Yeah, he was in the studio for the first time where you were mentoring him.
Yeah, and you were there.
And I called in.
You called in.
To support him.
Yeah.
And so I said I was the Z-Man when he was the H-Man. So.
But then, look, Jason, Jason is Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Then H-Man was like a young enthusiastic guy. And I'm like, with this Z-Man, this guy's, look, don't take this the wrong way. Like, this guy's the most boring guy I ever met in my life. Right?
Understandable.
But no.
Well, at that time, before you really got to know me.
Oh, no. But trust me. That's a distant memory.
Mm-hmm.
Those days are gone.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Because then, there was a day, Z-Man says to me, oh, by the way, four words. I have a puppet. And with those four words, this guy went from, it was like Clark Kent and Superman. You became the most interesting guy ever when you revealed your puppet, whose name is Wally Wacky Man. Now, this Wally Wacky Man, for people who are new to the show, it's this purple puppet that Z-Man, you worked on, because you're interested in puppets.
Yeah.
You like all this stuff. You like the Muppets. You like all that garbage, right?
I wouldn't call it that, but yeah.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yes.
It's the Muppets. It's like it's, you've always been an enthusiast for the Muppets and for Sesame Street and all
puppetry,
those.
Yeah.
And for puppetry, the art of puppetry.
Yes.
So you threw your hat into the ring, and you made your own puppet.
Yep.
Wally Wacky Man. And my, oh my, when that guy showed up, then I saw that you're a guy, you're a creative guy.
Yeah.
But you're also.
Okay, where are we going with it?
There's something about puppetry. There's some weird fields out there, Z-Man. Zach. I'm going to call you Zach.
Yeah, please. That's fine.
Z-Man is. No, makes, yeah. it makes it sound like you're, I don't know, like you're running around with a cape on or something. Here's some weird professions. Editors. Very weird. Like film editors.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They're sitting in a room in the dark for 10 hours a day, and they're removing, like, frames of a thing. Weird. Attracts a weird crowd. I love them. You got to have a certain temperament for that. But the weird ones, look out. That's weird. That's weird. Puppeteers, though? I think puppeteers might take the cake. Right?
Maybe. It's funny. I like video editing,
too. You like video editing. And look, I like video editing, too. And I certainly like puppetry now, apparently. I somehow got roped into it once this guy started his thing. Suddenly it's like, oh, who's in charge here? Not me, apparently. I turn around. I got three puppets of my own. All because of this Wally Wacky Man who, again, I want to just say we're sad about his. He's no longer with us, right?
It's tragic.
He's gone, though, right? Is he?
Well, what happened this time?
No, I don't know. I'm asking you. No joke. All aside. Is Wally Wacky Man alive or dead?
I have the purple bag right
here. So he's alive. Great. So I'm going to take it. You do your thing. I'm taking it. Best show. Hi.
Hi. Oh, let me take you off the speaker. That was a good thing, right?
Oh.
Wait a minute. Is this really happening? Got Wally, Wally Wacky Man and Lori from, what am I, trapped in? Lori from Miami and Wally Wacky Man and Zima. What am I, is this a time warp?
It's a reunion.
A reunion?
Yeah, we met before.
We did karaoke.
That's right.
Yeah.
You did, what songs did
and
you
I met
do?
Kat at karaoke recently, too. So, you know, it's coming full circle.
That's nice, right? She's cool.
Yeah, they're cool.
So what's up, Lori?
I'm currently,
Yeah, what's up, Lori?
Oh. Yeah, what's
Mike,
up?
Get me out of here. Mike, get my car. Seriously, I'm serious. No, not kidding. Lori, please. It's one, give me a second. Mike, I'm not kidding. Go get my car. Get me out of here.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to take over the rest of the show? God. Okay, cool.
Oh, no.
I'm up for it. You know I got it.
I forgot what this is like.
Oh, no.
I forgot what it's like. I'm actually looking at this.
So what's new with you, Lori?
It's like I'm...
I went to Moog Fest this weekend, and there were some people that were a little weirder than, you know, a purple thing.
Purple thing.
Nice. You speak for the first time after so long, and that's how I get... I'm a puppet.
How do you self-identify?
Tighten the voice up. He's a little too close.
Oh, okay.
Widen it out.
All right.
Okay. I saw some pretty weird stuff at MoogFest.
MoogFest, which is the annual thing in Raleigh, which is...
No, it's not in Raleigh.
Where is it, Durham?
Yes.
Who cares? Raleigh, Durham. It's the same thing. No,
really
not Raleigh. The city 4 minutes away. Durham.
35 minutes away.
Oh, big deal.
Well,
the triangle.
Where I live, anyway.
The triangle.
Yeah.
Get over yourself, triangle.
Well, I'm from Chapel Hill. I want nothing to do with Raleigh or Durham.
Actually, I live on the Durham County border, so.
So, okay. It's the annual thing in Durham.
Yeah, thank you.
Where people bring their Moog synthesizers and they play them and have a good time.
Yeah.
And who was there? Wes Borland was there.
Oh, God, that was not good. I went in there for like 1 minute and then I realized what it was and laughed.
Yeah, but look, I would have watched that. I would have watched that.
I was there for a minute.
Not
I stayed for a minute.
What do you think? He's playing Limp Bizkit songs in there? No, he's doing his own
thing.
He's
not. It actually wasn't that bad. I'll admit it.
Look, just because the guy's in Limp Bizkit, this guy doesn't want to be in Limp Bizkit anymore.
I had a workshop to go to.
Lori, I'll say this. Sometimes something starts paying, and you have to be there because it's paying.
Even if you
don't want to be there anymore. And look, I'm sure for a guy like Wes Borland, who's better known as the guitarist of Limp Bizkit, there's times when he would think he wants to be on stage looking over Fred Durst.
I agree.
No, the check's
clear. I think he's a cooler person than that guy in the red hat.
And then I look here, look, you don't think I appreciate this? I'm sitting here looking, the best show finally makes a few bucks now. I got this. I'm sitting across, there's a googly-eyed Snuggie staring at me.
That's where we're at still, after all these years.
Yeah, sorry, Wally.
Listen,
you're right, Wally.
That
was unfair. That was unfair, Wally.
Okay.
So,
I appreciate what Wally brings to the table. I appreciate what Bev from the Happy Mondays brought to the table. He was not talentless, by the way.
The guy who jumped around in the Happy Mondays.
He brought joy to people's lives.
Sure. Just like Wally the Happy Man does.
Yes.
So now, Lori, you went to, who was good at the Moog Fest?
I would say Jenny Haval.
Okay.
There was like an inflatable clamshell and stuff going on that I don't fully understand, but it was still excellent. And she was also wearing a Kenneth Anger jacket from Lucifer Rising, which I respect.
Sure.
I liked Annie Hart, who is from Au Revoir Simone.
Okay.
She did a great set in like the first Presbyterian church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I loved Kalela.
Next year, I'm sending Mike down with a Moog.
You know what? he'd fit right in. There were some old, like I hung out with an older fellow and his daughter and her friend. And he kind of had to go when we started talking about sex because I think it was weirding him out. Oh, we were going to go into a strip club or something, and I think he was like, I'm going to go.
The guy's there to talk about cables and wires.
Oh, you know, I mean, I also saw him dancing, like, well, Queer House DJ was playing music, so.
So you're saying.
He's there to dance, too.
So there's something for everyone at Moog Fest.
Sure. So I went to a workshop, like a panel hosted, well, no, it was a workshop hosted by Noncompliance. And she got her name from the great Kelly Sue, Bitch Planet.
Yeah, I know Kelly Sue.
Yeah, and I actually learned a lot there. You know, I learned about imposter syndrome. And Kat had said to me a couple of weeks ago, you're funny, you should do stand-up. And my immediate response was, I'm not funny. No one wants to see that. And then I went to this workshop, and she was like, you know, whatever you want to do, just do it. So after, you know, my full day there, I went home, and I worked on, like, a tight 5 minutes of material. And I think I'm going to try it.
You're going to
start.
You think
I should do it?
Well, I'll ask you this. Do you want to do it?
I think so.
Then do it. Yeah. Go do this thing. Oh, my God, Lori, what's this world coming to? I got Wally Wacky Man staring at me now in 2018. I got him staring at you. You're a stand-up comic now.
I guess so.
AP Mike's going to Moog Fest, right?
Oh,
everything's
please,
upside down.
I would love that. That would be the worth the price of admission alone. I'm going to buy it on pre-sale before they even announce the lineup.
You hear that, Mike?
So it's just. More, less expensive.
We're going to send Mike down next year to Durham.
Yeah.
He'll go to Durham. I'll make sure not to send him to Raleigh.
Well, I mean, you have to go through Raleigh-Durham Airport, but that's not even in Raleigh or Durham anyway. It's in Morrisville.
Look, you think I'm flying him down?
Yeah.
I'm putting him in a
what are you
going to
do?
Put
him on the,
I'm gonna put
what's
I'm gonna,
that bus?
I'm gonna
that
put,
$1 bus, mega bus?
No, trust me, I'm putting two floppy ears on him. I'm putting him in a pet crate.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That sounds kinky.
All right, calm down. You're coming in from a different angle.
You
here.
Had to take it there, didn't you?
All right. Is this, I don't want to save it for the stage. Save
show.
It for the stage, Lori. Save it for the stage.
I will.
Your X-rated stand up.
My routine is kind of blue. I'm going to work blue.
All right, Lori. Thank you for calling. I'm glad to hear from you.
Nice hearing from you.
Have a good one. You
bye.
Too. Bye.
Wally Wacky Man, welcome back to the Best Show. How are you?
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's great to see you again. So what's been going on?
Not all that much, sadly.
Yeah, how are things inside the bag?
You know, typical, as usual, just hanging in there until I'm needed for something like this.
That's the most depressing thing I ever heard.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So
you're like Han Solo, except you get shoved into it. You're not even in carbonite. Right? You're in garbage bag. If it'd be like if Han Solo, when they put him in the thing, if Boba Fett put him in a hefty bag, that's where you're at. Tell people, Wally, what's your whole thing now? What are you? You're a positive puppet, right?
Yeah, upbeat, kind of family-friendly, wholesome puppet. You know, I know I'm a puppet, as you know, I'm speaking of it, and you know, I speak up for puppet kind and try to get the whole thing appreciated. Where you know, I think there's certain stigmas and you know, just negative views of puppets and puppetry, and
sure,
you know, got to combat that stuff.
Yes. Now, who mentioned this thing to me? Who was it? Mentioned this thing, this pervert puppet trailer I saw. What was that?
I had a feeling this was going to come up.
Yeah. Here comes him. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Who's the, to whom am I speaking?
This is Stephen from West Virginia. Hi, great to be on the show.
Yeah, you're here with Wally Wacky Man.
Hey.
Hey, hey, Wally.
Hi, Stephen.
Hey.
Stephen?
Yeah.
Stephen!
Yeah, where's my... Where's Mike, remember I gave you that one little vial I told you that I should just, like, in case of emergency... It's filled with ricin.
From Breaking Bad?
From Breaking Bad, yes.
They didn't even use it till the end.
No, not the Four Loko. I might need it, though. I might need an IV of that Four Loko.
Oh, man.
So what's going on, Steve? And,
from West Virginia.
From West Virginia.
It was cool that your previous caller was talking about Moog Fest. I went to Moog Fest in 2011, and it was actually one of the best experiences of my life. But they had a way different, more accessible lineup. There was, like, TV on the radio.
Right? Keith Emerson. Keith Emerson, the late, great Keith Emerson played Moog Fest once.
Yeah. Well, it actually leads up to a pretty cool story. On Twitter, my sister tweeted Wayne Coyne before the festival while they were on their way to Asheville, and she was like, hey, you should come to Parkersburg in West Virginia, and they were like, what's your address? They gave Wayne Coyne gave my sister his number.
Yeah, a big shocker.
And,
then,
and called him, and
I didn't see that one coming.
He came and played a show in our basement.
Is he still there?
I wish.
He's probably got weird cameras set up. You might want to get somebody down there to debug your basement.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't hear this. He probably doesn't listen.
I don't care. What's he going to do?
Yeah. Okay.
Decidedly anti-Wayne Coyne on this show.
Good. Okay.
Pro-Cliff.
I respect
Best
that.
Best show's pro-Cliff. Anti-Wayne. Kick my guy out of the band.
Oh, man. You don't like... Cliff Scurlock on Worm Mountain and See the Leaves... Oh, man.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
I got
to meet him, too. The whole band was there.
He rules. That guy rules. It's Cliff. Yeah. Cliff's the best.
He stood up for the mayor's daughter of Oklahoma.
The governor. The governor of Oklahoma's daughter.
Yeah, the governor of Oklahoma's daughter was wearing that headdress.
Yeah. And Cliff stands up and then gets the kibosh. Sick.
Yeah. I remember that. That was crazy.
Go, Cliff. Team Cliff.
I'm gonna have to buy some of his CDs now.
Yes, you will. You'll have to do that.
I will.
My friend, though, it's a great time. I'm glad you had a great time, and it sounds like a fun story, and everybody wins in the end.
It was. He gave us a theremin from Moog Fest.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a band with some people at the time. I'm retired. I gave up all that. I never wanted to write a song.
Now you just like making a racket.
Yeah. I like to rock.
All right. Steven, you sound like a great guy.
Thank you. You're awesome, Tom. You're the best.
You have a grand evening. I got this puppet staring at me.
All right.
Wally,
bye, Wally.
Wacky Man.
Bye.
God help me.
Could have swore he was going to...
Mike, is it midnight yet? No? Okay. You could have sworn he what?
I thought he was going to pull the old e-cigs for legs.
Yeah, you thought... I have a feeling, because... There's this guy who calls and he goes, he'll start a call and he'll start talking about something normal. And then he says, and then it turns out he had e-cigs for legs and he hangs up. First of all, I know who the guy is. Someone in Philly told me. You're in Philly. I know who you are. It's okay. I like it. I don't mind it. It's funny. Oh, that guy's getting not getting to me. I love it. If things get to me, can you imagine if I was the crew I'm around every week? Here, got Mike staring at me. If getting annoyed was getting to me, I'd be in a box right now. Right? Got the Dudio and Pat going at each other. Dudio bossing Pat around. Pat undermining Dudio. Mike, it's Kirkland Light. Right? Freedom. I'm not getting into that. All right. Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Steve from Chicago.
All right, say it, Wally.
No, it's okay.
No, say it. You know you want to say it.
No, he just said Steve.
I go by Steven as well. I'll take it, Wally.
No, I did it the one time.
No, get it out of your system.
I'm not gonna help
get
wear,
it out of your system.
Wear out the welcome.
Get it out of your system, Wally.
Steven?
There you go. Yeah.
There it is.
Steven from Chicago. Do I know this, Steven?
We've talked on Twitter a little bit, so maybe.
Okay. What's your deal?
I just actually had a quick question for Wally.
Oh, no.
Oh, cool.
Oh, goody.
Wally, I'm just wondering if you know, a particular puppet. Billy, the ventriloquist puppet?
Well, he's here.
Oh, my God. How's he doing?
Kind of dormant right now.
Yeah, he's...
For the sake of Tom's lungs.
Yeah, Billy don't get a whole lot of play these days. Especially because I can't figure out how to turn that vape thing on half the time.
So, well, Wally, if you can, encourage Billy to show up a little bit more, I think we'd all smile.
Okay, but I'm here, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm listening. It's a great show. It's great
Steve,
to talk
Steve,
to you.
Does Wally bring us... What, when you hear Wally, what comes to mind? What comes to mind when you hear Wally?
A lot of smiles.
A lot of smiles. Like a child. You're like a child all over again, looking at, like, hearing this puppet who just spreads cheer, right?
Yeah, brings me right back to Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Well, that's great to hear. That's a wonderful compliment. I thank you for that.
Could you imagine Wally on Sesame Street, right? Imagine him fitting into that world with Herbie the Frog and the other one. Well, that would be some kind of pairing, right?
I'd watch.
You'd watch it? Now, Wally, have you met anyone from Sesame Street, Wally?
Well, you know, I've crossed paths with some of the performers.
Uh-huh. Like who now?
Noel McNeil, Peter Linz. Mm-hmm.
Wait, Noel McNeil? You met Noel McNeil?
Yeah.
Where was he?
At this puppetry workshop we went to in Texas.
Uh-huh. And what was he doing? Grubbing for change?
Oh, boy. He was one of the. He was well, so far the one and only guest on my pubcast.
The that's right. I forgot the Wally Wacky Man podcast, which is a puppet cast.
Yeah, two episodes strong.
After how long?
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Are there
not
two
so
mics
easy? Is it
when
Wally?
You do it,
Wally? Not so easy getting doing the thing every week, is it?
No.
Sometimes you just want to stay in that sack and not come out, huh?
Sure.
Yeah. Right? A little easier.
It is easier.
That option. A little more comfortable to just stay in the sack. You don't think every some Tuesdays I just want to stay in the sack?
Tom, I don't know if you saw, but I saw your advertisement for the Onion Festival.
That's right.
On the CTA, the Chicago Transit Authority.
Yeah, that's right. It was on the Chicago. Somebody took. Was that you?
Yeah, that was me.
You took a picture and you put it up on Twitter of like the ad on the mass transit, and naturally there was you Sherlock Holmes would have to have his microscope out, his magnifying glass to read the font that they put that thing on the subway with.
No right. photo either.
No photo. No photo. Font small enough. You'd think Robert Crumb's brother did it when he was drawing in the margins. It was as small as that. Yeah. A real. They're really rolling out the red carpet for this onion thing. But you know what? It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah, I'll be
I'll
there.
Overcome the... You'll be there? Great. I look forward to it, Steve. The font...
Me too.
I look past the font, the fact that I only listen to Mountain Goats, a podcast that's been around... there's less episodes of it than the Pupcast, Wally Wacky Man's done more episodes than that, yet they get a bigger font for their thing. God bless them. They must have figured something out right. Apparently I've been doing something wrong all these years. Steve, it's going to be great. Please come up and say hi to me next week.
Oh, will do. Can't wait.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
We have Wally Wacky Man in studio here. So the Pupcast, you're interviewing puppeteers. You interviewed Norm McNeil.
Noel McNeil. He was Bear in Bear in the Big Blue House, amongst other things.
What's that now?
That was a kid's show on, I think, the Disney Channel.
Okay.
And, you know, he was a big bear in a blue house and,
sure,
you know, puppets and things like that.
And did you talk to him or to Bear?
No, to him.
Okay. And what's he talking about these days?
Well, he's been working on a project called The Show Me Show, mm-hmm. which is aimed at, children with special needs.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
Yeah, he's been trying to, you know, fundraise and get that together.
That's great. We look forward to when Norm McNeil gets that going. And it's going to be, we can congratulate him on the hard work he's putting in. And Noel McNeil is a very talented young man.
He
is. And Neil McNeil, I say, and I'd be willing to have Norm McNeil on the show at some point. So if you're listening, Noel McNeil, please let me know.
I'll have to make sure I pass this along.
Yeah, to Norm McNorm. Please let him know if you're out there. And who else has been on your Pupcast?
Well, that's it so far.
So there was like, what, a test show?
Yeah, it's just an introduction.
Let me make sure this mic works. Episode 1, is this thing on? Episode 2, Noel McNorm.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. What was that, 2015?
Might have
been.
Come
on, Wally.
Might have been.
Wally. You want to be a player in this podcast world. Just because you call your thing a Pupcast, you can say, I don't do a podcast, I do a Pupcast. No, that doesn't count. You do a podcast. You're getting your clock cleaned. You're getting your clock cleaned, Wally. What's it going to be? You going to step up or are you going to shut it down?
No, I'm planning on returning, hopefully.
Who's
very
next?
Soon.
Who's going to, what are you going to do, part two of the interview with Norm McNorm?
Hopefully we'll have him back at some point, but there are others. We've you know, made some connections. And
Who are you hoping to get on the show?
Well, I want to hopefully alternate.
Big Bird. Should get that guy who plays Big Bird on the show.
He's kind of been doing like what they're calling, I think, a farewell tour with like conventions. You know, he's up there.
What went wrong tour?
Oh right? Boy.
What's his name again?
Carol Spinney.
Carol Spinney. And what's he? Does he just cry a lot?
Oh, jeez. He was just honored at the...
Does he cry when he sees the color yellow? Right?
He'd probably cry if he heard that tale you came up where he got crushed into a cube.
So if he's like in traffic, if he's in traffic and the light, he's driving through and it's green, it turns yellow, he starts crying. What did I do with my life? I've been trapped inside a bird costume for 80 years. Get me out of here. He's probably still coughing up feathers. Weird artificial feathers. Right? How tall is that guy? What is he, 7'6"? Is he like that guy who plays Chewbacca?
Well, no. I mean, you realized, you know, Big Bird's head, he's holding his arm up in the air.
I had no idea. That's his head's not up in that thing?
No.
Well, Chewbacca's head's up in there.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't even be a fair fight if we started organizing some fight between Peter Mayhew and Carol Spinney.
Which I don't know why you would pit these two old men against.
Why? Because I want to see that. They fight in costume and out of costume. Right? Mike, you tell me you wouldn't want to see that. If the dude who played Chewbacca fought the dude who played Big Bird. Right? But they fight in costume first. Then they fight out of costume, right? Then after that, it's called a fans paradise fight, where the fans can throw stuff at both of them. right? If you can carry it into the arena, you can throw it, right? The two of them in there in the ring, right? Oiled up, right? Greco-Roman style. Peter Mayhew in this corner. 81 years old, he's been playing Chewbacca since 1977. Please welcome Peter Mayhew. And in this corner, he's been playing Big Bird since 1961.
69, but close.
Let's bring him in. Carol Spinney. And then the two just go at it. Spinny pulls out a blackjack, right? Cracks Mayhew across the nose. Shows him his own blood. That's what you do. In any fight, Wally, you yep. show them their own blood. They don't know what to do.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Just remember that. You're in a fight 9 times out of 10, Wally. If you can show them their own blood, you got the upper hand. Just remember that.
Taking a mental note.
Yeah. Write that down. Write that down, Wally. So what else? Who's next on the thing? On the pupcast?
So yeah,
who'd be a dream guest?
That's a tough call. One of the premises behind it that I would like to do is
sure.
alternate between like a known mm-hmm. person, you mm-hmm. know, and who's been, you know, in the industry, and then, you know, people who are, you know, more on the side of getting mm-hmm. started. So talking
sure.
to what they're working on, what their ambitions are, mm-hmm. etc.
Sure. So some weeks it would be like a Jerry Langford type, and other weeks is more of like a Rupert Pupkin type. Rupert Puppetkin.
Nice.
What would you think about who does Oscar the Grunch? Who does that voice?
Carol Spinney is also Oscar.
So he does Big Bird and Oscar the Grunch?
Grouch, but yes.
How does he do them both?
Well,
is there like a tunnel?
I guess a lot of the time they weren't, you know, necessarily interacting. And if they were, a different performer would play one and they'd dub the voice later.
You know, he'd be like, look, kid, get in the bird suit. I'll do Grunch this time, right? My back's killing me. I'll climb into the garbage can. And would he stay in the garbage can?
Well, there's like a cutout thing behind it, and he's sort of kneeled
well,
down.
Don't ruin the illusion.
Well, you're asking me what he did.
You have to go pull the curtain away there on it.
Yes, he's crawling the garbage can. Uh-huh. Okay.
There, thank you. So he gets in there and he's just like, yeah, it's me, Oscar the Grunch. What's up?
Basically, though, these days, I think he's, if anything, just dubbing the voice.
Uh-huh.
And even that, I don't know how often that is. I think, you know, he's got permanent replacements ready for both characters.
Sure.
Two different guys.
And they're like, can you hear that they're loop lines sometimes that they're not on the set? Like when I'm watching an episode of Bar Rescue, and a lot of times they shoot John Taffer over the shoulder when it's a clear loop line, they just shoot him so you see the side of his head, but you don't see his mouth move. But the audio quality just changes so drastically. 'Cause I want you to succeed in this bar. I was watching one the other night on this Bar Rescue. Have you seen that show, Wally?
No, I have,
check it
I have
out.
Not, no.
You should check it out. It's this guy, John Taffer, who is a bobblehead got hit by lightning and came to life, apparently, because his head is constantly tilted to one side or the other. And then he starts, like, he's always just like, he goes into the bar, he like watches on these hidden cameras. And the one episode, this guy owned a bar with his wife. And he's hitting on these two women who work there. He's drunk. The boss is drunk at work. He's hitting on these two women. John Taffer's watching in the car with this guy's wife. he sends the wife in first. And the rest of the bar, like, holds the guy back. John Taffer comes in. He's just like, what is it with you? You're an embarrassment. You got kids at home. You're an embarrassment. And John Taffer takes the guy's drink, pours it on his shirt. And then the other guys throw him out of his own bar. They throw him out. John Taffer says, if you take one drink while we're working on this show, I'm out of here. Which is exactly how combating alcoholism works. Is just generally you beat it over a 36-hour period. It's generally how it goes. A guy yells at you and tells you not to drink anymore. And if you make it past the 36-hour mark, you got it licked. And then they always rename the bar, like they always redo it, and they always give it a dumber name than it had. So he's like, he gets them out in front of the bar, and he's like, are you guys ready? And they're like turned around. He's like, turn around. And it's always like touchdowns, like they always change the name. Like his names are the dumbest names ever. Sports bar, it's called touchdowns now. Because that's a thing in sports. Touchdowns. And everyone's like, oh, this is great. And then they go in, they see all the modern equipment, and then he makes sure that they're able to run the bar for 2 hours, and then he leaves. And then they put up a title card that says, profits are up 15%. Profits were up 15%. Then you go online, you read about it, and you find out a lot of these places go out of business. It's very weird. You have not seen that show, Wally?
No, I'm...
You should do a show like that where you yell at other puppets. Right? Puppet Rescue. What do you think about that? You see some bad puppetry, you scream at them, right?
Okay.
And not just the amateurs. If you see that, what's his face? If you see Noel McNorm is doing a bad job working Herbie the Frog, you show up and you start screaming at him.
Don't know that will help my rep in the puppetry community, but I'm open.
Look, you're tending, you're looking after the art of it. You're looking after the art of it, Herbie. You're not Herbie. You're Wally.
Sure, yeah.
So the Muppets now. The show, there was the movies. The one movie was great. The second movie people thought was maybe less great. The TV show people didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
What's next for the Muppet franchise? Because now the Muppets are getting heat from this. There's this porno puppet movie coming out now. That you need your head examined if you're looking forward to this movie. It's Melissa McCarthy acting against puppets, and I think this movie is called Melissa McCarthy's Final Movie with Her Current Representation is what this movie's called. And it's her like acting against like cursing puppets and stuff, and like they're like getting dirty with each other, and it's sick. You're a clean cut puppet. A movie, you look at a thing like this is just a disgrace to the biz.
Well, I mean, not my cup of tea, I'll say that much. I don't want to speak ill of it. You know, I'm glad there's a major puppet production happening, you know. But you want the best. We want the best representation. Yeah.
Now, how would you feel if you found out that, like, a North McNorm is working on this thing? A guy who you respect.
Well, you know, guys I respect are working on that one. Uh-huh. And, you know... You take the work where you get it, I guess. You know, puppets in TV and movies is a rare thing. And, you know.
Yeah.
You got to do that stuff sometimes. I guess you just, you know, bite the bullet and go for it.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, it. Yeah. Pornography. That's what it is. It's porno puppetry. It's sick. And I'm sad to hear you equivocating about it.
Well, I'm not. Right, Mike? No way.
Right, Mike? It's disappointing.
Look, has Mike seen the trailer? I think he'll be up his alley, if anything.
No, Mike doesn't like that stuff.
Well, I guess maybe if it wasn't puppets, he'd like that stuff.
No, of course. Yeah. You kidding? No, but Mike doesn't have time for puppets and stuff like that.
Yeah,
he's learned. He's an adult.
Ooh.
He hates comic books. He hates anything fantastic.
Mike Nerd hates. Stuff.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, can you tell Pat to bring in my other two friends, please? Best show, hi.
Oh, hi. Hi, Tom.
Welcome to the show. To whom am I speaking?
This is Tom from San Diego.
Tom from San Diego. What's going on in San Diego tonight?
Much. Just got a little surf in before the sun went down. It was a really nice day.
And how's that? How was that? You're a big surfer?
Yeah, you know, when I can.
Okay.
Yeah. Got a wife and kids and a job, so, mm-hmm. You know, that gets in the way.
Yeah.
Saw MGMT on Saturday.
You saw MGMT on Saturday. How was that?
That was incredible.
It was good time?
Yeah,
did you shout at them when you heard them on the show?
That was a great interview, but I'm a fan of the new stuff, but seeing it live, it just kind of blew me away. Really good stuff.
Did they do the long thing at the end, the Siberian breaks there? Did they do that?
Unfortunately, no. But they did a couple songs off Congratulations, which is my favorite album, I think, just like you.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man. You get it.
Yeah.
So look, let me ask you about puppetry. Did you see this commercial trailer for this Wally Wacky Man puppet movie? No, he's not in it. What is it now? Who's in it?
Well, the puppets or the people?
What's it called?
The Happy Time Murders.
Happy Time Murders.
Wow.
And it's got Wally Wacky Man No, you're not in it.
No.
I'm sorry. It keeps slipping my mind.
Red Band trailer.
It's a Red Band. It's a porn. It's a Red Band trailer for a filth fest of just like puppet sleaze, and there's like a puppet. It's gross. I'm just telling you.
They can see it for themselves. You don't need to find a kind way to word what's going on.
It's rough stuff. It's rough stuff.
I'm pretty surprised because I thought he had passed away.
Who's that? Norm McNorm?
Wally Wacky Man.
No, Wally Wacky Man is alive. I thought he was gone as well.
Oh.
Apparently
he's still
here.
I gave to a GoFundMe. I guess I should check that out.
Now, Wally Wacky Man, I'm looking right at him. He's alive. I had heard, no, he wasn't, but I was clearly mistaken. Where do those rumors come from, Wally? What is that?
I wish I knew. They've been haunting me for some time.
It's sick. It's sick that people would spread rumors like that you were involved in a holdup and were
stuffed in a leaky pipe.
Yeah, just things. It's hurtful.
Yeah.
It's hurtful. And I'm going to make, this is my vow to you, Wally. I'm going to find out who's been spreading these rumors. I'm going to catch them.
I appreciate that.
And when I catch them, I'm going to bring them to justice.
Keep you posted.
Take that to the bank. You take that to the bank, Wally Wacky Man. You take that to the bank. Okay?
I will.
All right? I ain't letting people off the hook with this. They're smearing your good name. Right?
Yeah.
And what's the deal with... What do people know? There was an unfortunate chapter in our relationship, but we're past that, right?
Yeah.
But people still hang... They still bring up a thing where you were yelling and I was yelling. Right?
I don't know that it ever got to yelling, but...
It was not a great... It was not our... Not, it was neither
it
of
was
our...
It was a brief stint.
Yeah.
That we've long since moved from.
Yes, exactly. It's a moment that it will be carved on neither of our the tombstones.
Sure.
Right. Right, Mike?
I wish I had a friend like you to Wally, Tom.
Thank you. I appreciate
so noble.
I am a good friend to him. Is it reciprocated? Not as much as it should be. Do I want it reciprocated? No, I don't.
So there you go.
That would mean Wally is... in my life, and I'm happy giving and not receiving if it means I don't have to receive him. And I love him. I love him. He's like a brother to me, Wally Wacky Man. He is...
Wow.
Yeah. And I look forward to the next episode of this Pupcast he's been working on. Apparently, what is this? This must be a whopper of an episode. 3 years in the making, episode 3. Right?
We'll see.
Right, Mike? Mike had a puppet, too. Skeevy.
Right.
It was just a paper bag. He drew a face on a lunch bag. What happened to Skeevy, Mike? Yeah, you can bring him in. You probably got a sandwich inside of him right now. All right, thanks for the call. Best show, hi. Hello, hi. No? Okay. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, it's Listener T.
Oh, my goodness, Listener T. It's like a class reunion now. Got Lori from Miami, got Wally Wacky Man, got Listener T.
It's like old home week.
It is, yeah. So what's going on, Listener T?
Well, I just wanted to call, say hey, and I wanted to say hey to Wally and also to Z-Man, because I found out a little while ago that we have an interesting connection. Apparently, my cousins from Pelham Manor know the Walliners through skating club.
I don't know what skating club, but we did live in Pelham Manor. My dad, you know, taught at the high school.
Uh-huh. I don't like this line.
I think
Wally and Z-Man both got very tight all of a sudden.
I'm interested in the connection. Yeah, me too.
Oh yeah. Well, my cousin is Joey and Sarah Cohen from
Joey Cohen is your cousin?
Yeah.
He was one of my best friends in high school.
Yeah, well...
Who's saying that now?
That's me. That's me, Zach.
Who's saying
Zach,
that?
Z-Man.
Zach?
Yes.
Now, Wally, what do you think about Joey Cohen?
I never met the guy.
Uh-huh. Don't like him.
A little before my time.
Not nuts about him.
Yeah, you know, right? I've heard things.
Yeah, you've heard things. You should get him on the Pupcast. Right?
He's a detective now in New York.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You should get him on with Blorf McNorf, the guy who did the puppet for Herbie the Frog on Sesame Street. Listener T, who's your favorite of all the Muppets or puppets? Don't have to just be, because Muppets is like Xerox. Muppet, calling it a Muppet,
right? It's a trademark.
Yeah, it's a trademark.
It's a copyrighted name.
Yeah, Disney plenty owns of people. It.
There's plenty of great puppets out there, whether it's Ahmed the Dead Terrorist or right
or Peanut
or Walter. Pretty much any of the Jeff Dunham puppets are great.
Yeah.
We all agree that's what's that name?
Waylon Flowers and Madam.
Right? Do you remember Madam? Waylon Flowers and Madam? Do you remember that, Wally?
Well, I know of them. I think that was before my time, but I know of them. Mm-hmm. Seen, you know, of them.
How about Charlie McCarthy? You like him?
Yeah.
You like him?
Good stuff.
Yeah, you like when he brought that list in front of the Senate and said, I have names, and they're all, these are the commies.
These are all the puppets
when that
working
puppet,
in the government.
Yes, when that puppet brought that list in front of, right? Remember that moment? It was a sad day for puppets.
Yeah, very much.
So
I also had a couple of for a couple of the past topics. I wanted to say the worst song to get beat up to.
Yeah, what's the worst song to get beat up to?
I know that a few years ago I suggested it as an anthem, and you poo-pooed it. But then, as worst song to get beat up to, this will be our year. I think is not a bad choice.
By the Zombies, that'd be a pretty bad one to get beat up to. I hate that song. You know I hate that song.
Yeah. So, but then I thought about it the other day.
Song for losers. Oh, this will be our year. Let's hope it's our year. Like, I'm not going to do that again.
Getting stomped, that would be very,
from many
very
times.
But so, then I thought about, there's a song by the Dead called Rosemary. Have you ever heard this song?
Mike said it's one of their weird songs.
Yeah, there's not anything more sort of goofy, hippie than Rosemary by the Dead, and that I think would be the worst to be beat up to.
Like, what's that one song? Saint Stephen?
Yeah.
Is that a big one, Mike? Right?
Yeah, that's kind of up tempo, and then you can do that spinner chick dance to it. And Rosemary is just like odd sort of time signature, very sort of ethereal, weird. Sounds like it's underwater. It's very atmospheric, but it's not. You know,
Mike's big moment was he was seeing the Dead. They were doing Drum Space, and it started Morning Dew, right? And then somebody a couple seats away from him was smoking a cigarette. And Mike said, tell your friend, if they don't put that cigarette out, I'm going to put it out on their forehead.
I'll put it out in their third eye.
Right, Mike? Yeah. He's rough like that. And Wally?
Yeah?
What kind of music do you like? What are you listening to these days? Death Grips? What kind of stuff? What do you like?
You know, I like... some oldies.
Muppet songs.
And Muppet songs, obviously.
Rainbow Connection.
Yeah, classic. I did that at the karaoke with Lori.
You did?
Yeah.
Now, that's the classic song that everybody knows from that first Muppet movie.
Of course, yeah.
The big one that Herbie the Frog sings.
Though for a second, I thought he was going to say for getting beat up.
That'd be a bad one to get beat up to.
I was here, he was going to...
Rainbow Connection, get beat up to that one.
Thought he would recommend my cover of Why Can't We Be Friends. I thought he was going to bring that.
Right. Remember that, Mike?
That would be a bad one to get beat up.
Mike, remember? Mike's checked out. He's can hear the Kirkland Lights doing the talking out there. Listener T, anything else?
A couple of revenge tales. My Bodyguard.
My Bodyguard's a good revenge story.
And for like a comic, how about Trading Places?
As a revenge story?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one. Two rich jerks make a bet for a dollar just to see who they can ruin. Yeah, it's a good revenge story.
Frank Oz cameo.
Then they get it back in spades.
Frank Oz was in that.
And Richard Hunt, another prominent
great puppeteer. Right, and he, everyone knows... was the puppeteer for Snuffleupagus everyone loved.
What's that? Scooter.
Scooter.
Which Janice, one's that? Sweetums, Beaker.
Okay. What are these things you're saying?
They're Muppet characters.
These are Muppets.
He performed.
Wait, there's a Muppet named what now? Scooter.
Scooter.
Which one's that?
He was the little gopher.
He's a stage manager.
So he's dead also?
Well, Richard Hunt passed on.
Okay.
Scooter is a new performer. But yeah, on the Muppet Show, his function was the gopher. He kind of helped Kermit out behind the scenes.
Okay. God, I know that one you're talking about. He's like,
Orange.
Hey, what's up, Herbie? We got a big show to do tonight.
Basically, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And now who else did he do the voice for?
Beaker, the lab assistant who just, you know, meeps.
Yeah. Okay.
Statler, one of the two old guys in the balcony.
The unfunny old guys. Heckling, right?
Janice, the woman in the band.
The Joni Mitchell-looking one in the band, right?
Sure.
Why didn't Joni Mitchell sue on that, right? She could have cleaned up. She would have owned all those Muppets if she would have sued, right? We don't need no piece of paper, brother. Right?
I mean, then you got the pink Muppet in the band, who's Sergeant Floyd Pepper, so maybe someone else had more room to sue, if anything.
Well, no, but the one Janice looks like Joni Mitchell. Do you know what Joni Mitchell looks like, Wally?
I don't know if I saw her, like, heyday back then.
I'm going to show you.
Okay.
Joni Mitchell. I'm going to type in Joni Mitchell Janice Muppet. Somebody has to have put them together with this. You know what I'm talking about, Mike?
Oh, there's no doubt that's who she looks like.
Yeah. 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 Wally. That's Joni Mitchell.
Yeah. Oh, wow, man.
Yeah. Okay, I see it.
Yeah. On behalf of Joni Mitchell, am announcing tonight, I will be suing the Muppets. Who am I suing now?
Well, they're owned by Disney, so
Disney. I'll be suing Disney.
Going up against their lawyers.
Oh, fine, bring it on. Sure. I'll be suing Disney, the Muppets, Wally Wacky Man.
Wait, how'd I get roped into this?
For character defame. You defamed the character of Joni Mitchell.
I didn't say anything.
On her behalf, I will be suing all of you for every cent I can get. So, well, listener T, thank you for calling. I'll talk.
Oh, sure.
Nice talking to you.
Soon.
Nice talk.
A little quick on the draw on that one. Sorry. Best Show, hi. You're here with Wally Wacky Man.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. To whom
it's
am I speaking?
Geneva.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody's coming out tonight. Geneva, Wally Wacky Man, Lori from Miami. Mike, finish.
It's like 2010 again.
Yeah, it is. That was such a great year for me. 2010.
I had to call up and support my bros, Wally Wackerman and Z-Man.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Great to hear from you.
It's great, finally.
I agree.
So what's going on, Geneva? What's up?
Oh, not much. I thought about not calling it, but then look, I was like, well,
what's your favorite thing about Wally Wacky Man? Say something positive affirmation for Wally Wacky Man.
That Wally's back. I thought he was off on a crime spree for a few years.
He's had some bad years there. There's been some busts.
I thought he was in jail.
Mm-hmm. That's what I had heard also, but I guess not. I guess I was, again, these falsehoods. I don't know who started it, but I'm finishing it.
We'll get to the bottom of it yet.
You hear me, Wally?
Yes.
You take that to the bank. I'm finishing it. If I ever catch anybody bad-mouthing you again, they're donezo. You got me?
I do. Loud and clear.
You. Okay, so, yeah.
So, I mean, I know he might have, you know, those rumors, you know, I was concerned, but I know that Wally is a pretty good person. Puppet at heart.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
He's a pretty good guy. He's all right.
And we've hung out, me and Wally.
Oh,
we have a picture that I repost every September, like the anniversary of when we met.
Mm-hmm. A great memory.
Meeting Wally.
Yes.
Where did you meet?
At a Mexican restaurant.
Did you just run into him there? Or was this
a
plan?
It was planned.
Was he by himself?
Yeah. I mean, he came out of the bag.
Okay, he came out of the bag. What was he eating?
I think like a burrito.
You remember that, Wally?
I remember being there.
Uh-huh. You remember eating a burrito?
I don't remember eating anything.
Okay. Well, you know, I could see you probably, I picture you more of like a, I could see you eating more of like a Mexican pizza. Taco Bell pizza.
Interesting.
I don't know if Wally was with us, but I think at some point we might have gone to that fancy cupcake shop that's like in Sex and the City.
I remember that, yeah. Yeah.
Was not very good, but we'll be right back.
looking at right now, the current pricing for Amigo is $1. Almond. The bear. It's currently selling for $3. Checking the price list, seeing if there are any changes. Admiral the Penguin. Swing tag generation, if we're talking generation 14 or the tush tag generation 13. The date of birth was December 28th, 2005. Currently selling at $5.38. Anchor the Whale. Again, tush tag generation 13. Swing tag generation 14th, we're looking at a value of $7 current selling. This is the Beanie Baby market price hour, and we're just reviewing the current prices now for the Beanie Babies. And we're looking at Trickster, currently selling at $3. There's been some movement on Tipsy up to $5. Tiptoe has fallen to $2. And Thumper holding steady at $4. Kyle Busch Beanie Baby. It's a buyer's paradise at $2. Kirby's at $5. Kia Ora holding also at $5. And the NASCAR Kevin Harvick Beanie Baby falling to $4. Rainbow Socks at $7. Raphael holding at $5. Rascal and Free Fall $8. Redford's at $3. Roscoe moving up. Four. And the big mover of the week is Root Beer, sliding up to $10 each. Rooster, disappointingly, at $3. Some good movement on Ronald McDonald, the Orlando variant, is at $50. And possibly moving up. We'll need to keep tabs on that. This, again, is the Beanie Baby market right now. We're also looking at Righty
Zero F's given.
Zero F's given.
Dumb Dave in the Afternoon, WKRH.
Oh, wow.
Please help me, I'm not drunk. Hello. Pretty sure I asked for pecan sandies.
Dumb Dave in the Afternoon here at KRH, the Crusher. Holding it down. We got a rain delay for the Long Branch Dirt Sharks game. Also a fire at the stadium over at Qdoba Stadium. Probably going to be bad news for the Fieldy Monkey concert coming up July 14th. Looking forward to getting those two dudes out on the field. Very excited. We got, what's your name?
Oh, hey, I'm Zach.
What?
Zach.
Zach.
Zach Walliner.
What's going on, Zach?
Oh, not too much.
And why are you on the show, Zach?
Oh, I'm a puppet.
Roger, the clumsy alien.
I'm a puppeteer.
Hey, Skidmark. Who let this kid on? You?
I'm excited to
be here.
Let
me talk to the fish.
Dumb Dave.
Yeah, let me talk to the fish. That's Roger the alien from American Dad checking in.
Classic subject.
You like that show?
It's past noon. You're already high.
Oh, it gets me every time.
What's that thing on your arm? What is that?
It's a puppet.
What are you doing with a puppet?
Oh, you know,
it's like Roger?
Roger the clumsy alien?
Not quite, though. That is quite funny stuff. I can't get enough.
You like it?
Zero F's given.
That guy's a mountain of talent and deserves every dollar he's made.
Saudi Arabia.
He just says anything. That's the thing with Roger.
You never know.
You like that? Who's your favorite of all the characters on this thing?
Oh, too many to list.
Who's talking now? You got the thing on your arm. I don't even know what that thing is. What is it?
It's a puppet. You know, you bring it.
Let me talk to him. What's his name?
To life. Okay, it's Wally. All right, Wally, it's your turn.
Did you see where they went?
Hey, Dumb Dave. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, okay. What's your doll's name?
I'm a puppet. My name is Wally. Little different than a doll.
Okay. And who also is this in the studio? What's your name?
Kylan. Yeah, Kylan Lunsford.
Kylan what?
Lunsford.
Do you know, you're what? You're in a band or what?
Yeah, I'm in a band, Taiwan Housing Project.
Taiwan Housing Project.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's like a foreign thing or what?
No.
No?
I mean, we live here in America.
Well, welcome to America from Thailand, I guess, and a friend of mine wants to welcome you also.
Hello.
That's Roger from American Dad.
He's
checking in, too.
Hello.
Hello.
He also wants to say,
can you please help me? I'm not drunk.
He's not drunk yet. Now, with you with the puppet.
Yeah.
What do you do? Carnivals and stuff?
Well, you know, I like to entertain
people. Skidmark, who let this kid in here?
Oh, and I get this.
What is this? Is this your hookup, Skidmark? He is. Well, that's a different story then. Hey, you ever go to Qdoba? Watch the Dirt Sharks?
Not lately, no, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, they're starting a very bad start to the season.
Oh, that's too bad.
They're 0-52, and they lost to a high school team last week, and now the stadium is effectively burned down, and it's really going to impact the Fieldy Monkey show. Do you know Fieldy or Monkey?
I know of them.
Like, what kind of
I don't
music?
Personally
what is,
know them.
So your music is what? What is that called? World? world music?
World music? No. People say noise punk. A lot of people say
noise
that.
Punk.
Noise punk. Whatever.
What's that like? Five Finger?
Five Finger?
Death Punch.
No,
because they're more on the noisy side of things.
Yeah, no, some people say, like, Butthole Surfers.
Pepper. That was a good song by them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right, Roger?
It's past noon. You're already high.
Yeah, he's already high. I want to just also say that KRH is proud to present a special screening of double feature Justice League and Suicide Squad. Will be playing on the beach. I'm just getting word that's been canceled. We're looking forward to Puppet.
Yeah.
Where are you at on these superhero movies?
Oh, I like them. Yeah.
Like, who's your favorite of this? Superman? Is there a puppet superhero?
Not one.
Puppet Man. What about that?
Super Grover on Sesame Street.
Morning, everybody.
What would that be? Super Grover.
Yeah, he was like a take on Superman.
Uh-huh.
The character Grover.
Yeah. Do you have these things in Taiwan?
Puppets?
Yeah, or superhero movies.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
And, like, was it hard getting it? Because I know there's, like, stuff with...
Actually, I can't answer questions... I can answer questions about Thailand. I did live there.
Okay.
But I didn't live in Taiwan.
So. Okay.
In Thailand, they do, yeah.
So I'm confused. What's the band now? What? It's
Taiwan Housing Project.
But you're here.
Yep. Here I am.
But so it's like a USA band now?
Yeah, it's an American band.
Culturally that song,
appropriating.
We're an American band. You know those guys in Grand Funk? We're an American band. They played the Qdoba Stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were after the 4th of July 3 years ago. They played after a Dirt Sharks game and did not go well.
No?
The one guy was not cool. And the stadium also... There's another fire.
It's Dr. Kirkland from Costco.
Costco. That's, Hey, the Sock Man, what's, up with the... You ever go to a Costco?
I've been there.
Yeah. I heard they're getting a new one in Bayonne. Skidmark, you hear about that? Yeah. You got busted in Bayonne, didn't you, Skidmark? What was that again? You can't stop... You're a weirdo. You can't stop... You're gonna end up dead in the street, Skidmark. Right? So where can people see your band?
Well, actually we're playing in Brooklyn with Boss Hogg. That'll be the closest place in July. I don't remember the date. I guess it'd be helpful if I remember. I think it's like July 14th or something like that.
July 14th also actually is... very exciting. Dirt Sharks doubleheader, and it's going to end with a live present. Well, actually, I have to assume that most of these things are canceled until the stadium is cleared for legal reentry. Because it's very unsafe now. So Roger the Alien says what now? A sock face?
Let me talk to the fish.
Let me talk. What is that guy there? A purple what now?
I'm just a puppet.
Pretty sure I asked for pecan sandies.
Oh, okay.
Now,
somebody get him.
Now, where do you do this? What is this? Is this one of the? Was this one of the guys from Sesame Street?
No, I'm not officially.
Is it a toy store or something? Do you get him from a toy store?
No, I'm. He made me.
But who's talking now?
I'm so sorry.
Roger's talking apparently. He made me from scratch.
Uh huh.
And
who made who? Which one's the puppet now?
the human guy made me the puppet.
You're both pointing at each other. It's very confusing. Have you ever done puppets in your band?
No, but one of my bandmates makes puppets and does puppet shows, actually, but not in the band. Like, not while the band is playing. That's a separate thing.
Be weird, right?
Separate endeavor.
Yeah, puppets are weird.
Look,
they're a bit uncanny.
Yeah. This guy, I'm very upset by this guy. I don't know why, Skidmark, why you let this guy in.
I could leave if you want, Dumb Dave.
No,
I do like puppets, though, I must say. I do like them.
What's your favorite puppet, then?
Oh, my favorite puppet. Uh-oh. Well, I always liked Animal.
Like the Animal?
Yeah.
The Rob Schneider movie?
I can...
That was a puppet?
The Muppet Animal.
The Muppet?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't catch that one yet.
What?
I just want to let everybody know the Fieldy Monkey Show, Getting Word, is rescheduled, and it will be on December 26th at Qdoba Stadium, which is strange. It's an outdoor stadium. That seems like it'll be very cold for that show. And the day after Christmas is not a big day. What is it? The day after Christmas is what now? Boxing Day. What's that? You ever box with that thing on your arm?
No. I don't think that would work out very well.
Why not?
Well, I think his
he's like a boxing glove, right?
He's something I wrap around my hand and arm, but...
I'm talking to him now.
I don't think he'd think of himself as a boxing glove.
No, well, he'd think of you as a boxing
glove. Oh,
What you doing?
That'd be hard to... For me to move this whole human here.
Yeah, all right.
Rather large.
This is weird. This kid's scaring me. I just found out Qdoba Stadium is being demolished as we speak. They're tearing it down, and I hope there's no one inside of it right now. I know that the Dirt Sharks players a lot of times would hang out after games there. I hope that they're not still in the stadium. If any of you are hearing this, please get out.
Okay, I was going to do it yesterday, but I got distracted.
Yeah. Hey, do you know Roger from American Dad?
He's animated, from what I understand. And
which is kind of like a puppet, yeah, right, when you think about
kind
it?
Kind of, but not at the same time. So I don't know that he has a tangible form that I could know.
So I want to thank my guests. We got Kylin from... What now?
Taiwan Housing Project.
Okay. And then your name is what now?
Zach Wallner.
From what?
I'm just...
You're also in the band?
No.
No?
I just heard of them, met Kylin tonight. I'm just doing my own thing with puppets.
Great. So we look forward to having all of you back. Hour two, trying to figure out here on Uncanny Mysteries the curious case of Wally Wacky Men, a puppet who passed away, and we are talking about the cause of death. The number is 201-332-3484. If you have any theories on the death of Wally Wackyman, please call in. We're talking about that tonight. And in the studio, we have a Wally Wackyman impersonator. And what is your name?
Chaz?
Chaz. And the number's 201-332-3484. If you have heard it. Now, Chaz, what is the story you heard with the pet? When did you decide to become a Wally Wackerman impersonator?
Well, it was you know, a little into his run. I heard this puppet, saw some videos online, and I thought, hey, you know, let me ride this guy's coattails, you know, see what I could do.
It's an odd bond, wouldn't you say, the bond between puppet and puppeteer?
Yeah, sure, you know, these guys, who knows what goes on in their heads, you know, when they're doing their thing.
So for you, it's more of just it's just business for you.
Yeah, you know, you look on YouTube, there's so many people doing voice impersonation videos, I figured I gotta hop on that train and score some of that ad revenue, so, you know, I figured this guy would be a good way to start.
With Wally Wackerman.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, look at me! I'm neurotic.
201-332-3484. If you have heard rumors or speculation about the passing, he was a legend in his time, Wally Wackerman. Beloved puppet. But no longer with us. That part is indisputable. Is that what you heard, Chaz?
I've heard several things. I just I hope my career doesn't go the way of that one JFK guy, where he was you know, after that happened, he was out of work. So maybe I'll have to brush up on some
Vaughn
other
meter.
Right, right.
Yes.
Some other puppet impersonations.
That was hard for him. But so yeah, then if the Wally Wackerman market goes south, then you probably have to figure something out.
Yeah.
201-332-3484. Call in if you've heard any speculation how you heard Wally Wackerman passed away on Uncanny Mysteries. Gene is screening calls now.
Elmo's still a thing, right? Kids love Elmo, right?
Elmo, I don't know. I'm not again. That's not my
scene.
Okay,
that's not
my
scene. Just figured I, you know.
Gene?
Workshop
line
something.
Line one. Hello, welcome to Uncanny Mysteries. Have you who are we speaking with?
This is Tom out in Houston, Texas.
Tom. Hi, Tom. How's it going?
Chaz, you don't have to do that.
Oh, I was doing it for him. You know, it's more for them than me.
Have you heard any rumors or?
I'm not fooled by your impression.
Oh, I guess I'll have to work harder to impress you.
What have you heard about the death of Wally Wackerman?
Impress you. Like an impression. You
well,
get it?
this is a disturbing rumor that I've heard. I don't have any substantiation of it, but you be the judge. I've heard tell that he died of mad puppet disease.
Mad puppet
from,
disease?
Mad puppet disease.
Yeah.
It was planted in his meal by the government.
So it was a government hit on Wally Wackerman.
Yes. That's what I've heard. I can't confirm my sources.
All right. Well, very interesting. And when you hear Chaz do his impression of Wally Wackerman, does it send chills? It sends chills down my spine.
It's like he's right here, still with us, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah, and I think Chaz is definitely a plant.
So you think Chaz is a plant? Do you think he's a government op?
Precisely.
All right. Interesting. I'm going to keep an eye on it. I'm going to look a little closer.
All right.
Thank you. Gene? Anyone? Gene's screening, making sure we don't get the crackpots like we usually get. Welcome to Uncanny Mysteries.
I killed Wally Wackerman.
You killed Wally Wackerman.
I am the one that killed Wally. Well,
you've got
Wackerman.
A lot to answer for, sir.
How did that go down?
Well, I pulled up in a car. He was sitting on a porch. I said, "Hey, Wally, you want to ride in my car?" He nodded. He never got out of the car.
Oh, no!
That's exactly what he said when I was pulling his front paws out.
that's sick.
I'm surrounded by his fuzz right now. I never cleaned it up. I have no plans of cleaning this up. I'm going to live in it. I did this.
This is sick. I'm this is too disturbing for me. I'm sorry, Chaz. I had to hang up on that
okay,
guy.
Okay, yeah, probably for the best.
Who else have you done puppets of, Chaz?
I mean, you know, I'm open to all of them, really. You know, I try to spread it out. But, you know, Wally was my first really solid impression, I think we can all agree.
But you were telling me before the show that you make your money. You're you sell car insurance.
Well, everyone's got to have a day gig, you know, but, you know, sometimes I close the sale with an impression, believe it or not. You know, they think it is charming, and it gets the people to sign the paper. So you do what you got to do. You mix it up.
That's how it goes. And the number is 201-332-3484 on Uncanny Mysteries. If you have any speculation about the disappearance, the strange disappearance of Wally Wackyman. It's one of the most vexing crimes of a beloved character in American puppet history. It's very sad.
Truly.
Because people are scared. They might be too scared, Gene. Gene, they might be too scared.
If it could happen to Wally, it could happen to them.
Gene, do you have a theory? Gene? Gene, do you have a theory? So his voice was offensive, and someone... So you think it was maybe just a random incident? That goes counter to... Because we've heard Wally was pretty deep state. Bless you, Chaz.
Thank you.
You all right there?
It'll be all right, thanks.
The puppets, a lot of times the amateur puppeteers, the felt often gives them allergies.
It happens. It happens to the best of us. Been a while.
You're all right.
You too.
I just wanted to spook you.
Mission accomplished.
Hey, Wally.
Yeah?
You're all right.
Thanks.
You're not too smart, though.
Well, you know, I get by.
One time you tried to hijack a submarine. You asked for $1 million in cash and 2 parachutes. Get it?
Yeah.
Parachutes.
Not quite D.B. Cooper material.
Look, Wally, you're stupid.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying you're dumb, but...
Well, you just did.
A mind reader would only charge you half price.
Uh-huh.
That's how dumb you are.
Okay.
You're dumb.
All right.
Wait, who's that? Kylin!
Huh?
Taiwan Housing Project.
Yep.
What's up?
What's up?
Who are your heroes?
Who are my heroes?
Could you play guitar?
Oh, my guitar heroes?
Yeah, who?
Quine? Yeah. Skunk Baxter.
Jeff Skunk Baxter?
Yep.
Oh, black water, keep on rolling. Do you like when he's in Steely Dan?
I do. Great slide.
You know what that music's good for?
What?
Steely Dan.
What?
Selling stereo equipment. Listen to it. Listen to the high end. Listen to the kick drum on that. These woofers are only $1,200. Hey, Wally.
Yeah. Yeah, Gary.
You know, you're pretty stupid.
So I've heard.
I heard you got your varsity letter in college, and then you're so dumb somebody had to read it to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get it?
Zing!
So you're on Kill Rock Stars.
Yep.
It's a good label.
Yeah.
Historical!
Yep, that's true. Lots of great stuff on there.
Portland!
Yep, Portland now.
Where are you, in Philly?
I'm in Philly, yeah.
It's a good city.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
Good rock!
Good rock?
Yeah.
Well, there's some good music there. That's true.
Like who?
Let's see. Writhing Squares, Long Hots, Control Top. Who else?
You know who I'm friends with?
Who?
Kurt Vile.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
His
brother.
I'm too much of a lowlife for him, I think.
Jello Man! Do you know him?
Do Paul? I know? Do I know Kurt Vile or Jello Man?
His brother, Paul.
No, I don't.
It's cool, dude.
Yeah?
He does mason work. If you need a back deck patio, you let me know. I'll put you in touch. I'll give you the Gary the Squirrel discount. Hey, Wally.
Yeah?
Go back to the sack!
All right. So long.
Back to the sack! Guy Lynn, when is the next Taiwan Housing Project record coming out?
Well, it takes a long time for all that stuff to happen with pressing now that, you know, beloved Record Store Day exists.
Yeah, they ruin it for everybody! Yeah, because we gotta make sure we put another... With another Fleetwood Mac record! They made 18 million copies of each of them! No, this one... No, it's Rumors on two LPs! When did you fit it on one before? It was on one! It sold 40 million copies on one!
Well, you know what that'll sell.
What?
Stereos.
Yeah, like Steely Dan records. So when is it coming out?
Well, we were recording yesterday, actually. So, I don't know, maybe like 9 months or something like that.
We look forward to it.
Thank you.
Candy Squirrel 1, Wally 0. I beat you again, you purple bum.
And then, I mean, if you're going to see King Crimson, right? You'd think you'd show just like a little bit of respect. So I'm seeing them. And the guy in the audience, during Fracture, just keeps yelling out, Framp! Framp! Very disrespectful. This is the best show. I'm here with Z-Man. What's up? Hold on. What happened to Wally? Where'd he go?
Oh, I think while we were on another thing with Gary, the squirrel.
What? What are you talking about? I've been telling a King Crimson story for the last 40 minutes.
Oh, I think I blanked out.
Hey, you must have. You had a weird look in your eyes.
Yeah.
Almost like you were somewhere else.
Yeah.
Zach. Now, Zach, you also, you're a proud Papa. We've tracked that exciting thing, and that's fantastic. How's your little one
doing? Oh, she's the best. Just, you know, light of my life, you know.
Yeah. That's all. That's awesome. You know how I feel about you in real life.
Yeah.
I tease you on here a little bit. You give me the business, I give you. Well, you don't give me the business not much. At all, actually. Actually, I can't think of one time you've given me the business.
I'm too afraid. You know what? You know
what? Zach, give me the business.
I don't even
Mike.
Know.
Zach, tell Zach, how should Zach give me the business? Give me the business.
I don't know what business I'd give you.
Give it to me. Give me some business. Just give me a little bit. Give it back. Give it back.
What would I possibly say?
I'm getting these updates from Dudio, who's working on these interviews. You think it was the Tonight Show, the way he's scrambling around. He's telling me this one's calling in, that one's calling in. I'll believe it when it happens. Now, give me the business. Come on. A little bit. Do an impression of me.
I don't know.
I'll close my eyes. Just do an impression. Just do it. Let me hear it.
Oh, you think
I sound like that? No, I'm kidding. That's the most hurtful thing I've ever heard in my life,
really
Zach.
Got a word
why
out.
Could why would you do that to me? I'm your friend. Why would you do that, buddy? Why would you do that to your friend?
You let perfect strangers do it for a whole show.
No, go ahead. I want to hear your impression of me.
All right. I've thought of it for a little bit. So one example I would think is, oh, you're calling from Vegas, huh? Home of, you can say it, the Killers.
That's right. Right?
That's right? When you were young, right?
It's very hurtful. It's a very hurtful impression. Because when I do a thing, it's with love. That was with hate.
Where was a trace of hate in that?
That was hateful.
That was an imitation. That was a pure hate, and simple.
That was a hate. I'd say that was a hate crime against me. God. Against a friend. Now give me one more. I can take it.
I don't have it in me.
One more. One more thing. You know when you're just like, he's making fun of the Muppets again.
I see it as a
do impression of me making fun of the Muppets, then. How about that?
All right. And then you got this Herbie the Frog over there. Whatever they're doing, it's sick. You got this show with this filth comedy. Ugh, Muppets. Get rid of them all, I say.
That is... I thought you were playing a tape for a second. Look, I love the Muppets so much. You know what it is? I expect more of the Muppets than what they give.
Yeah, me too.
Right?
Me too.
What's the last great thing the Muppets did?
Well, I really enjoyed the live show me and my family saw at the Hollywood Bowl.
Okay.
I think it was like along the lines of their best stuff.
Sure. And it was like all the all-star puppeteers were out that night. Doing their thing, right?
Except Steve Whitmire, who was recently, unfortunately,
he was fired because he did Herbie, and he got fired after like 20 years, right?
Yeah, 20 plus.
Because he was like, I know what's right for this frog puppet. And then they were like, no, you don't.
Yeah, basically, it boils down to that.
He's not going to call tonight, but I just got his personal email address so we can set something up.
All right. Dudio lining up.
Because
we have a point system here for celebrity gets. And I'll say this. Jason Dudio, six months ago at this point?
I think that was over a year now.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
He just walked in here. He's in a Superman pose.
He got David. Yeah, he is. He's holding him.
He's got the hands on the hips.
He got David Crosby to call in, and David Crosby called in, and that was fun. And he was. And now there's a new thing, a point system for who you can get to call in. And I'll say, who are the people you're talking to? Should we say?
Yeah, we can say. Yeah.
Who is it?
Sinbad.
Sinbad, the comedian Sinbad.
The great comedian Sinbad.
And is this you solo?
This is, well, I mean, Pat and Mike have helped.
Okay.
This isn't. It's a team effort.
400 points for Sinbad.
400 points for Sinbad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, how many points for Gary Busey?
300. Because you're getting some assistance. I'm getting texts from someone
who is a friend who saw you browbeating him on Twitter.
Perfect. Well, thank that friend for giving
yes,
assistance.
Yes, I will.
Because he should get points as well.
Yeah, he doesn't need them.
I know, he really doesn't need them.
But, Dudio, this is what I'll say to you.
What's that?
You were gone for a month.
I was gone for a month.
You came back. You got a new haircut. You got some sun for the first time.
Some vitamin D.
Since I've ever known you.
Yeah.
You got a smile on your face.
You see the look?
Last week, it drove me nuts. I will admit. Seeing you, happy.
The happy Dudio. It's a weird thing.
Bothered me.
Yeah. I get it.
But I'm willing to say, it looks good on you this week.
Thank you.
I'm happy that you're happy. If you're happy.
I mean, this could quickly fade. We don't know.
Yeah. Like a suntan.
Yeah.
It could fade.
Oh, yeah. I'll be ghostly any second now.
Yes. Inside and out.
Inside and out.
So next week, you think we're looking at Gary Busey?
Got his personal email address, so we'll see. We'll
probably figure that out.
Yeah. I'll tell you what it is right after the show's over.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Get some mystery. Like, I can't figure out. Actually, I can't figure out what his email he'd drum up when he had to sign up. Picturing Gary Busey signing up for an email. So, it's a very exciting night. Zach. Z-Man. Wally Wacky Man. All of the... They come from one guy, one great guy. One guy who I'm fortunate enough to call friend.
Right back at you, Tom.
Now your kid, your sweet little child. One of the exciting things we saw on the journey we take by you calling in, you took her when she was 6 months old to an outdoor screening of The Warriors, a movie that was banned.
It was?
It was banned for, they were worried that gangs would start gang violence. It was banned. Now, does she clink her baby bottle now? Does she walk around with a baseball in a baseball uniform and her face painted? Did this influence her in any way?
She's a very well-behaved little girl.
Does she say to her, Papa, Papa, I want to go out and play, yay. Does she ever say that to you?
Not that I can remember.
When she says, can we go to the park so I can play, yay. No?
No.
She just says play. She doesn't say play, yay.
She says just one, mm-hmm. one syllable. Mm-hmm.
Does she ever patrol the subways at night trying to prevent a gang from getting home?
Not as far as I know.
Not as far as you know, but who knows, right?
Yeah.
Who knows? I'm sure those Warriors parents didn't know their kids were out doing that also.
Fair point.
Look, you know I'm teasing you. I have to tease back after that. Hurtful.
Oh, God.
Hateful. Mike, when you heard the Zach's impression of me, that was hateful, right? You didn't see it that way. Well, that's... What's that? Spot on. Spot on. Oh, boy. Figure, if I go too hard on Mike now, I go too hard on Mike, first chance Mike gets, he sides with,
chance
he sides
to throw
with
back
Zach.
Yeah, there you go.
Mike, guess who's going to be here next week? Me or Zach? pick a side, Mike. Mike, pick the right side. How was that impression again? Yeah,
I had to take it there.
Oh, Micah, it's a room full of love. So much love in the room tonight. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel the love? And we have a birthday boy here also, don't we? Is that true? Birthday. Yes,
it's true.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Tom.
Your birthday treat. I'm not going to say because then everybody's going to want to do it. Stopping talking about that. Well, I want to tell everybody next week, the show will be here next week, and then the day after that, I'll go right to Chicago to do the Onion Comedy and Arts Festival, where I'll be interviewing the staff of the Onion, the legendary group of people who were there over the years I'll be talking to. If you're in Chicago, seriously, it's going to be worth checking out. And there's all sorts of other things that are worth checking out. I think Hollywood Handbook is there. I think that might be sold out already, but, you know, I don't know what's what. We'll see. But, yes, go to onioncomedyfest.com and check that out. Zach, anything you want to just plug?
Just
a podcast.
You know, hopefully be back soon. Mm-hmm. But, you know, me and Wally will keep everyone posted on that. And just sure. Thanks so much for having me. This was a great
time. You're one of my favorite people. You know that.
Thanks.
I see the look on you. You don't believe it.
Oh, yeah. You told me before. I believe it.
You don't believe it.
Okay.
I'll prove it to you. You know, I got to prove, Mike. This is one of the most painful things yet. Since I publicized,
I'm not a guest.
We pay guests. Now.
I'm not a guest.
You're a guest.
I am a friend,
Mike.
I'm not a guest.
I'm trying to give him $50.
I'm not gonna take it.
You got to take it. Otherwise, it'll be a violation of podcast law. You have to take that money. Spend it on your kid.
All right.
Spend it on your kid.
Okay, thank you.
I can't believe you're taking that. No, I'm
kidding. No, you trapped me.
I'm kidding. No, take the money. And I'm all kidding aside.
All right.
It's what we do now.
Okay.
I'm sick to my stomach watching you. Come on. I'm teasing. Take the money. It's all yours. Buy something nice for your kid.
All right.
And while I starve.
Come on. You starve.
Come on. No, I'm kidding.
Thank you so much. It's a gift and a privilege just to be here, but I will take it. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. So, Taiwan Housing Project. What should we play from the album? What's the thing? I didn't cue anything up. I'm going to do it on the fly.
Okay.
What do you want to hear from your own album?
Can I look at it?
Sure.
I don't remember what's
on. Okay. You tell me.
Let's see. What's a good one? What do you think? Ideal Body Alignment? Yeah. Okay.
Well, since some people don't write the songs on the label.
Oh, yeah, I never do
that. You're
going
to have to tell me.
I think that it's the last one on the first side.
On the side with the spiral or the side with the... Which one's which?
I'm so sorry.
DJ Unfriendly. You tell me. You can count it.
I don't want people to listen to it, I guess, apparently. This side.
This side. Yeah. Which song? Last one?
The last one.
And we will be back next week. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Zach, for coming by.
Thank you for having
All
me.
Right. Again.
Oh, wait. Can I say when the show actually is?
Yes. When is
it? It's June 10th at Elsewhere.
June 10th. It's a month.
I know. Totally.
A month earlier.
At Elsewhere in Bushwick.
And that's you. That's Taiwan Housing Project and Boss Hog.
Yeah.
Great. And everybody should check it out. That's a great bill. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
And we're going to listen to this song, and we'll be back next week. And Dudio, thank you. Mike, thank you. Pat, thank you. See, positive. We're positive here. I tell you. All right. Here it is, Taiwan Housing Project. Back next week. Wrong speed. Right? No. Straight speed.